CSV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR, FM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are broadcasting live again from Parkway Field for the second week in a row, which is very nice for us. Jimmy Kelts here live, and my color commentator, Mark Irvin, is alongside me. And, of course, producing tonight is Quincy Scott. It is week seven of the regular season for the Owls, who come in 3-3 on the year, a cool 500 on the year after they bounced back from a two-game losing streak for a homecoming night win last week hosting Monita. And now we're back again, Parkway Field against the Brookville Raiders. Now the Raiders come in 4-2 on the year. They actually started with two straight losses, and then have bounced back to win four in a row. Led, of course, by senior quarterback Charlie Krug, a name that I've been calling for a few years as he's been terrorizing District 9. Fantastic athlete. And, Mark, I think it's going to be these last four games for the Owls in order being Brookville, at St. Mary's, at Carn City, and then home hosting Kane is going to be a tough final stretch of the schedule. And starting here with Brookville, I think is going to be kind of a good gauge as to where the Owls are after that first 6 weeks, which was really up and down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Owls win out the rest of the year. And even if they don't, they're still in the running not only to make the playoffs this year, but also host a game this year, which would be huge for
very
the
much
Owls
so,
program.
Yeah. Very much so. Could be hosting, possibly a D6 D6 champion here in Bradford, which would be big. They're currently 1-0 in league play as they wrap up the rest of the season with that win over Monita. Brookville tonight is a smaller team as far as the numbers and the depth go, but big team size wise. They got some big boys up front, so it's going to be another trenches battle. But I think as that was. That was the ebb and flow of the season earlier on. When we faced those big teams up front, that's when we really struggled. And when we were able to match up a little nicer, that's when we had the big games, the back-to-back blowouts in weeks 2 and 3. But I do think that they've been able to grow a little bit and be a more cohesive unit here in the past couple weeks.
Yeah, the one big thing that stuck out to me when I was researching Brookville this week is they're giving up over 40 points a game on defense. And Bradford has the offensive talent and firepower to really be able to take advantage of that. So I wouldn't be one bit surprised to see this turn into a shootout.
They certainly will be looking to put up some points. The last 3 years, the last three games against Brookville, the Owls have scored just 6 points total. I was actually reading up courtesy of D9and10Sports.com. Brookville has won the last four consecutive games against Bradford. The combined margin is 197-66, and 60 of those points were in a 66-60 season opening win in 2018. So the last 3 years is the other 6 points. But that, that 2018 game shootout, I think is, maybe a little bit higher of a score than we're hoping for tonight, but
sure.
Look for the Owls to come out quick, come out hard like they've been doing, especially last week against Monita, and try to get some points on the board. And talked a little bit about that Monita game and the Owls offense with Coach Bulio earlier for the coaches show. We got to talk about, that quick start, and I mentioned it to him as well, but the game started with an interception on the first set by Monita, and then a 35-yard touchdown run by Jordy Thompson. And I asked him a little bit, since he is a defensive guy, how he views the Owls' offense, and we'll take a listen to that now. It's the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglia.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio. It's week seven. The Owls are back at home and hosting Brookville. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
3-3 on the season. The Owls get a nice win on homecoming night against Monita. Final score there is 40-21. How we got to that, I'm sure, is going to be a separate conversation. But I do want to say, The offense looks great. The offense looks great. And coming out of the third quarter, scored very quickly, three times back to back to back. And when you look at our offense, specifically coming off that most recent performance, and you as a defensive guy, how do you stop that? Do you have to pick one? Because it takes more than one guy to tackle Jordy, and it probably takes more than one guy to guard Jake Franz.
Yeah, I mean, I think that how versatile we're becoming is really helping all of them. You know, and Jordy, you know, got a lot of really nice runs on Friday and really kind of opened things up for us. Jake obviously is doing what he's been doing. But Matt Perry had some big grabs for us. Adam Ward had some big grabs for us. Eric Himes is playing well. A.J. Gleason can carry the ball in the backfield or catch passes. So we're very multiple in who we can go with. And if teams are going to take away Jake or they're going to stack the box for Jordy, we've got other weapons we can hurt him with.
Yeah. And is this what you've been looking for? Is this exactly what, like, okay, we finally have this thing we're building for? Or is that like the personnel this year lent itself to that?
I think it's a little both. I mean, you know, we've obviously struggled the previous three seasons, but, you know, we've been building. This is the core nucleus of guys that we installed this air raid with. You know, Talon, you know, being kind of the focal point of that, you know, building it with the quarterback. And we're finally getting to the point where everybody's on the same page. It took a little longer than we wanted to, and everybody, you know, had patience for. But now we're starting to see some of the fruits of that labor. And these guys, they know where they're supposed to be on the field, and Talon trusts where they're supposed to be on the field. And that's when exciting things can happen in the air raid.
So you're talking about a little bit more, you know, another year in the systems and also the trust that's starting to form between not only the teammates, but the players and the calls being played, the coaching staff, stuff like that. And before, we've said, even on this show, that Bradford has been notorious for being a slow starter or something like that. Well, this previous weekend, it's out the gates with an interception by A.J. Gleason and a 35-yard touchdown run from Jordy Thompson. What's the difference there? Is that trust that you're talking about really the main takeaway?
I think that the fast start has been direct translation to the high energy we've been having in practices. I think we've practiced much better this year than we have ever before, and that's going way back. You know, I've been head coach here for 15 years, and I can't remember a group that's bought into bringing more physicality and more energy to practice than this group has. And I think, you know, the weeks that we start slow, I think that we can look back to what happened on Tuesday, Wednesday. So, you know, looking at last week, despite all the homecoming stuff going on and distractions that people like to say, we didn't have any of that. They were dialed in, and we had really high energy practices last week going into the Montauk game, which started in a resulted in a fast start. So I think that's the work these guys have put in. The leadership we're starting to see, they're holding each other accountable, and special things can happen when that's the case.
So we're looking at the last 4 weeks of the season and working our way backward from week 10. It's Kane, Carn City, St. Mary's, and this week, Brookville. So Brookville, we know, obviously Krug is a name we've heard and called a lot before. Is it the Brookville team that we know? Or is it, have they, you know, graduated some guys? Are we going to be seeing a new team this year? Or is it going to be that same Raiders team that we've seen the last few years?
It's very similar to what we've seen in the last few years. They're big, physical up front, and everything runs through quarterback Krug. And he's kind of the focus for us tonight. And we kind of had, you know, talked about him quite a bit this week. If we can stop number one, we can win the game. So, you know, defensively, I don't think we have to get overly creative. I think we're getting really good at doing what we do and doing it well. We're a little banged up. That's kind of the concern going into tonight. And I think everybody is at this point in the season. So, you know, you're going to see some new faces out there because of some injuries. And I think those guys are excited for the opportunity.
Excellent. The defense has been really special this year as well. Obviously, I'm giving a lot of credit to the offense, and they always get the shine. But the defense has looked really good, and one of the big things has been the takeaways. And you got the boys flying all over the field, and especially in the secondary. So I want to say job well done so far. We're 3-3. We're looking for the last 4 weeks and a strong finish. So we'll see you down there tonight, Coach, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Let's go Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model TN, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. We just finished up with the coaches show with Coach Jeff Puglio and talked a little bit there, obviously, about last week and what that win versus Montauk was. And slightly at the end there, we talked about this week, the Brookville Raiders coming into town. And you know, we mentioned Krug just a few minutes ago. And you heard Coach say, basically, if we can shut down one, Krug wears number one. If we can shut down one, that's a very winnable game. And the offense runs entirely through Charlie Krug. He's so far, his stats on the season, actually similar to Talon. If you put Talon on the ground a little bit more, I think they look pretty similar. Talon is has a little bit better of an accuracy mark thus far. I think, just looking at the numbers, not doing the math, but Krug so far, 63 for 107. It's pretty accurate. 829 yards passing, 11 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, also 47 rushing attempts for 204 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Compare that to Talon Reese here for Bradford. He is throwing a lot more often, obviously. It's 94 completions for 143 attempts, 1,075 yards. So we crossed over the 1,000-yard mark last week. 11 touchdowns to 1 interception. So a great TD to INT ratio. And he also, you know, he's broken off some big runs. I don't think that would total quite up to 200 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. But, you know, if you put him on the ground a little bit more, they'd be very similar looking statistically. We're about to kick off. The Owls in their all blacks will be kicking from left to right. Brookville in the all whites will be receiving to start the game. Jake Franz opens us up with another booming kick, caught at about the 5, and we are off and running across the 15. Broken tackle at the 20, broken tackle at the 25, approaching midfield. Franz tries to dive, and he misses. The 30, the 20, the 10, and a game-opening touchdown for the Raiders.
Wow. That kid found a seam, broke it out to the far sideline, and was gone like a rocket, just way out of here. So 95-yard kick return to open up the game for Brookville. So let's see if Bradford can keep their heads up after a shot to the gut like that.
I believe that is a Tony Sirianni, who serves as their main running back on the return there. Tall, built like a big wide receiver, but comes out of the backfield. Usually the kick return there goes 95 yards for a touchdown to open the game. Here is the PAT, and that's going to split the uprights for a 7-0 Brookville lead. So just like that, 16 seconds off the board, and the Owls got a quick punch to the mouth there. We'll see how they can respond here early in the game with a 7-0 Brookville lead. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily Buck of Beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back again. Following the game opening kickoff return for a touchdown by Brookville, Tony Sirianni takes one 95 yards to the house, couple broken tackles, got to the sideline, and was able to take it all the way. Went crib I think, as the kids say. Now we've got our catch on the 95 as well. Jake Franz won't get quite as far. He's going to get brought down near the 26.
Yeah, Jake just took it, found a seam, and was able to break one tackle before being swallowed up by a few Brookville Raiders there. But still, good starting field position here for the Owls.
Yeah, and this is what you want to see. You know, you don't want to rely on special teams, 95-yard kick returns. We want to see the offense get to work here. We want to see how the offensive line is going to match up to their DL, and we want to see, Jake Franz, who's going to be covering Jake Franz, how that's going to work. Is that going to draw some attention for our guys like Matthew Perry, who we saw was very pumped up before the game? There's an early rushing attempt, and Jordy Nelson stuffed right at the line there for a loss of a couple.
Yeah, Jordy just quick handoff, tried to go right up behind the center there, but was unable to get away from the first guy that got a hold of him and bring him down for a short loss. So it looks like about a loss of two. So it's like second and two now for the Owls.
Yeah, we mentioned a couple big guys up front, and that is the case. They do have some boys down there. Double twins for Reese, and there's a flag on second and 12.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be a false start against the Owls.
And that is indeed the call. So make that a second and 17 with a replay on down and a 5-yard penalty. And not the best way to start a game here.
No, not at all.
For the Owls. Before a pair of back-to-back road trips, by the way, at St. Mary's and at Carn City coming up weeks 8 and 9. Here's Franz. Second and 17. Looks to his right, and he's got a man there. It's caught and dragged down after a nice gain. We'll get him to about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, they've been running that play all year, just a fake handoff and pitch it out to the near sideline here to Adam Ward there. And Adam's been catching everything that comes his way so far this year, so a big gain to make a manageable third down and three for the Owls.
Yeah, much big. Big catch on second and 17 to make that a third and three. The 14 yards needed very much. And now Reese is going to snap back again, and that one's popped up. Luckily, it falls incomplete, but it is going to bring up a fourth down here early.
Yeah, catchable ball. They tried to catch Ward over the middle, but the ball was tipped and popped up in the air, so the Owls kind of lucky they didn't get intercepted on that.
Yeah, that one was in the air for a while, smacked right off the hands. And yeah, we mentioned Ward been able to turn it on a little bit recently. He's got 17 catches for 247 yards and a touchdown, but a lot of them have come in the last couple of weeks. Here's the punt, and it's going to take a friendly Bradford bounce and roll all the way to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, curious what Bradford's going to do here. Starting defensive end Carter Cawley is out for this game, so I'm curious how Bradford's going to adjust and who they're going to put in his place. But from what I've seen with Bradford's defense so far this year, they pretty much plug and play with a couple of positions out there, and I believe the defensive end is one. I know they've tried Jacob Abers out there a little bit. Freshman Braylon Little's been out there a little bit. So we'll see. Looks like they got Little out there now. So
yeah, still got to do our starting offense, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ER18 VP Real Estate. Wanted to get that first set as we, you know, some of the personnel's out. Here's Krug dropping back. Got a man tipped and intercepted by A.J. Gleason.
Nope, they're saying it hit the ground.
Oh, no.
What an athletic play by A.J. The Raider receiver went up in between two Owl players, one being A.J. and the other being Matthew Perry, and AJ nearly came down with it.
I mean, that was incredible. If that must have just bounced out when he hit the ground. But, yeah, that was Krug thrown into a little bit of double coverage. Gleason was there, free safety on the help. And, yeah, he caught, twisted, came down with it. Here's a run on second and 10. And yeah, not a lot doing there.
No, there's Evan Whitmore starting off where he left off after the last game. 15 tackles last game. So
that's
he was
right,
able to bring him down with no gain.
So that brings up a third and 9. And Brookville is going to go almost a goal line formation here. Krug drops back, looks to his right. He's got a man out there, but it's overthrown and incomplete. And that's going to bring up a fourth and 9, and the punt team looks to be taking the field.
Yeah, Krug looked to take that deep. I mean, he threw that ball well past the midfield there, and thankfully it was high because the receiver got behind both of our Owl defenders on that play.
Completely behind the secondary, yeah. Could have taken that one for another quick touchdown.
Looks like switched up a little bit here, and we got Logan Kohler back to receive the punt.
We know how speedy he is. There's the punt, and it is a booming ball. Caught at the 32-yard line. Fair catch as the Owls take back over. Now that we've got an offensive series under our belt, how about the Bradford Owls offense brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Obviously, we know, no question, at starting quarterback, Talon Reese had a phenomenal year. And just his junior year, going to be able to take another look at him next year as well. And add one more year to the starting running back, Jordy Thompson, who's just a sophomore. Wide receivers include Jake Franz, Adam Ward, Matthew Perry. And here's a catch by Perry, as we said that. It's going to be good for a 5 or 6 yard gain, it looks like.
Yeah, Perry's really established himself last year and this year. The guy is not afraid to go across the middle and catch a ball. And, again, he does right there, just a quick out, gains about
eight
yards on the play.
7.5. We'll call it 8. We like to round up. Yeah, Matt Perry, also, we were talking pregame before we came on air about how pumped up he seemed when he came out on the field. This one's overthrown and incomplete, intended for Jake Franz near the 50-yard line.
Yeah, he even came out, Perry, when the Owls came out, broke through the banner. He jumped up on the bench
here,
waving his arms, getting the crowd into it a little bit. So it's always good to see that, a little emotion into the game.
Tried to get the crowd pumped up, and then as everyone was lined up on the sideline, went over, started dapping up some teammates, getting everybody, kind of making sure everybody's got the same level of excitement. Split backs here for Reese on 3rd and 2. 3, if you like to round up like I just said we would. Perry's in motion. Pitch out to the left side and smacked in the backfield.
Yeah, they just tried to pitch the ball out to go to the far sideline there with Jordan Thompson, but the outside linebacker just wasn't fooled one bit. He was on unblocked coming in there, laid down a pretty good hit on Jordan.
Yeah, I don't know if they expected that backer to try to pick up Perry on the motion there, but he didn't move an inch. And as soon as Perry got pitched that ball, there was a penalty there on the Owls, but it's going to be declined to bring up the fourth down as opposed to a replay of downs. 8:23 to go. Brookville leads 7-0. About to get the ball back after the punt here on 4th and 6. Oh, they did accept the penalty.
Return
caught at the 35.
Over.
Yeah, it's Sirianni again. Broken tackles as he approaches midfield. Somehow still on his feet as he stumbles into Bradford territory and gets out of bounds near the 46.
Yeah, Jordan Thompson had first contact there. It looked like he was going to be able to stay on his feet, but stumbled down on the near sideline here. So looks like Brookville's going to set up just barely onto the Bradford side of the field.
1st and 10 from the 46-yard line. So good start here for the Brookville offense. And the Owls will try their bend don't break defense that we've seen quite a bit actually this season. You know, they've been able to clamp down the closer they get to the end zone. Here's Krug on a keeper.
Yeah,
and brought down to the backfield.
Yeah, excellent play by Liam Haven there, able to shed right past his blocker and bring him down. First contact is about a yard behind line of scrimmage and no gain on the play. So excellent play there by Liam.
Oh, keep getting distracted. Rest of yours, some of your starters at least. A.J. Gleason, obviously, we know. We've also seen Evan Whitmore, Jacob Abers, John Jasper, Blake Callahan, Owen DeGuyler. One of the 3 DeGuylers on the team, including his brother Ian, who's a captain this year. Here's Krug dancing around in the pocket as it collapses around him. Flag on the play, but he's sacked for a loss of 4 or 5 if that holds.
Yeah, it looked like a combination of Jordan Thompson and freshman Braylon Little able to get back there and bring him down in the backfield. See what the flag's going to be here.
I was able to piece together at least some of your face mask on Brookville. Decline for the loss.
Yeah, so that's going to bring up about a 3rd and 14. So excellent defensive play by the Owls there.
Able to get some, not all, of the starters But what the ones that we did get were presented by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. Third and long for Brookville. And yeah, there's an offsides here on Brookville.
No flag.
No call. Yeah, just lined up offsides. Not going to matter as that short pass is completed for a gain of about four.
Yeah, just a pitch over the middle for about 4 yards and brought down by Nick DeGoyer, speaking of the DeGoyer. So a nice open field tackle there by Nick. It's going to bring up a fourth and eight for Brookville.
Actually, it turns into more of a six-yard gain. So, yeah, fourth and eight. And Brookville looks like they're going to go for it here as they are in Bradford territory. Not by a whole lot, 44-yard line. But Krug and the Raiders are going to go for it. Double twins for Krug. He's going to get behind. No, he is going to chuck it.
Picked
and it's
off.
Intercepted again by A.J. Gleason. This time he definitely has it and has held on to it.
Yeah, that looked like definitely the Raider receiver ran a miss route because Krug fired that directly to the numbers of A.J. Gleason. A.J. able to come up with it and return it to about the 40-yard line for the Owls. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Owls at about the 39-yard line.
Nice job there by A.J. And he had a nice little return, so that way it's, you know, that's a fourth down if it falls incomplete. They get it, 4 yards ahead of where they are, not even. And now they have the extra, you know, amped up coming off the turnover.
Yeah, just the second interception thrown by Krug this year.
Oh, here's Reese rolling out to his right, running out of room, tries to hit a man on the sideline. And waved incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to catch Adam Ward on the sideline as he was being chased out of the pocket there. So a good decision to make that throw. Little chance of an interception there, but got rid of the ball. No harm, no foul. Brings up a second and 10 for the Owls from the 39.
Haven't seen a whole lot of offense thus far in this one. The only touchdown has come from the kickoff return, but with all the incompletions and punts, it's only 6:11 left in the first quarter. Haven't taken a whole lot of time off. Here's a quick throw by Reese. It's completed for at least a 5-yard gain, I believe, after four progress.
Yeah, it looked like it was another completion to Matthew Perry out there. So Matthew getting his second catch of the game so far. It's going to bring up about third and five for the Owls, as the Owls are working left to right on your radio here on the far hash mark.
Yep, 44-yard line. And Reese will be working with double twins and Jordy in the backfield to his right side. He's going to drop back, look to his right. He's got a man open.
Oh,
and incomplete.
Yeah, that looked like a similar play to the incomplete on the first play of this drive, trying to catch Adam Ward on the sideline. Adam made a heck of an athletic effort to come down with that ball, but was just unable to. So it's going to bring up a fourth and five for the Owls.
Yeah, that was a nice ball by Reese, and Ward was just a step behind on that one, had to extend. It's going to bring up fourth and five. Haviland back to punt it away. And it's a nice punt. Going to get caught near the 21-yard line. And tripped up.
Oof.
Finally wrapped up and brought down is Sirianni.
Yeah, it looked like not sure who had the initial hit, but looks like Ward with the initial hit. And then
Ward's.
Yeah, he's holding his shoulder coming off the field there. That's not a good sign for the Owls.
Yeah, he's definitely got an arm or shoulder issue, but I think you're right. I think he had the initial contact, which really slowed down Sirianni there.
Yeah, and it looked like Braylon Heather.
Eric Himes, I'm sorry. Himes was the one that came off the field with the shoulder.
And then Braylon Little was able to come in and get to clean up the play there.
Here's Krug, quick screen pass to Sirianni. He's got, takes a great block and runs all the way across midfield.
Yeah, and A.J. Gleason able to catch up to him and blast him out of bounds. Looks like A.J. is getting a little warning from the ref there. But, that kid's fast.
Yeah.
I mean, he caught a blocker and was able to really gain some yards in a hurry.
Yeah, he's lined up at wide receiver more often than
That's
running
Sirianni,
back.
That's Sirianni, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's their leading runner. But Jack Pete. I apologize. That was complete to Jack Pete.
Looks like an incomplete pass. Like Krug tried to just a quick screen out to the far side, the visitor sideline there, and just fell short. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Raiders.
Yes, that's Jack Pete out there as a wide receiver. He was quick on that screen. You're right. Sirianni is in the backfield.
Yeah, Jack Pete's got some good size to him. The roster doesn't have any height or weight, but he's a big guy.
Here's 2nd and 10. Krug drops back. Scanning the field, running out of time. Pocket collapses. He rolls out, calls for a block, and is going to keep it himself. He's going to get tackled out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like Jordan Thompson had first contact. Then Ian DeGoyer came in and got him the rest of the way out of bounds there. So gain of a few yards on the play anyway.
Short gain, so nice job there as the Owls, you know, they win the battle up front, collapse that pocket, and force him out of there. And, you know, with a mobile quarterback, sometimes that can come back to bite you, but they're able to hold it to 3 yards. 3rd and 8 to go at the 45-yard line. Krug. Going to send a man in motion, so he'll have trips on the right side. Looking that way. Fires one off. It's caught. And a nice little move. Shimmy and shake. Breaks a tackle and a shoestring tackle. A touchdown-saving tackle made by Ward.
Yeah, Adam Ward just barely able to get a hand on his foot there to knock him down. Definitely saved the touchdown on that play. But nonetheless, it's going to be looks like 1st and goal for the Brookville Raiders here with 4:49 left to go in your first quarter.
Yeah, Raiders, first time the offense has really threatened for either team.
There's a flag on the play here.
Yeah, on Brookville, it looks like. Unsportsmanlike on Brookville.
Wow, I didn't even see
see
where that happened at. But
must have been something after the play as they were already, you know, the Owls were getting ready to line up down here near the 10-yard line. And it's going to bring them all the way back 15 yards.
Yeah, 15 yards from the end of the play, so that's going to bring them back to about the 24-yard line. So still 1st and 10, 24 from the 24 for Brookville.
So now is when the Owls defense needs to tighten up. Here's the snap to Krug. He's going to roll out to his right, look back to his left. It's caught and gang tackled after a short gain is Easton Bellafour.
Yeah, it looked like Evan Whitmore with first contact in there, and then literally 8 more Owls in to help bring the guy down. So
yeah, they got there quick.
Good gang tackling on the Owls' behalf.
Gain of a 1, so that's going to bring up a 2nd and 9 from the 23. Krug again going to send a couple guys out wide to the left side in a double twin. They're on the right hash mark going from right to left on your radio. Krug takes the snap, drops back. Waiting, looking towards the end zone. Man, wide open, blown coverage there for the Owls, and that's going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, looked right at the end, right before they hiked the ball. Jordan Thompson switched, shifted out from his outside linebacker position to try to pick up the man that nobody did, and he was able to just get around him. And nice pass by Krug in there. It's going to make it 13-0 on behalf of the Raiders with 3:55 left to go here in the first quarter.
So just a nicely drawn up play there and a little bit of a missed assignment. Kick is good, and that's going to make it 14-0. Brookville takes an early two-possession lead here. 3:55 left to go in the first quarter. Again, Brookville leads 14-0. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football, live from Parkway Field on WESB Sports. Brookville with a 23-yard touchdown pass from Krug to Belfior to make it 14-0, and the Owls will return the ensuing kickoff which is up and a little shallow. Going to get caught near the 15. I believe that's Gleason on the return.
It is. A.J. Gleason on the return. Looks like he brings it up just over the 30-yard line to about the 32. So going to be first and 10 here for your Bradford Owls from the 32-yard line.
It's been a little bit since we've seen Gleason in on the run game. I wonder if they'll try to get him involved here. Our first quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Rick Wallen. Rick, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, you'll get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If they are held scoreless, you'll get a free dinner off the value pack meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Split backs. I'm adding a whole lot of extra L's here. For Reese, it's going to be a handoff to Jordy on the right side and going nowhere, a loss of a yard or two.
Yeah, luckily they brought him down because there was a big hole and nothing but green grass in front of Jordy there. That had the potential to be a big play. However, he was tripped up in the backfield for a two-yard loss for the Owls.
Yeah, tackled down by the legs there. Lucky, as you said, that they got him wrapped up. Double twins now for Reese on second and 12 from the 30.
Brookville showing blitz.
And they will. Reese gets rid of it, but he's hit as he does. And there's a little push on the...
Wow.
Nope, called incomplete. Again, I guess the argument there against pass interference is whether or not that was a catchable ball as it sailed over the head a little bit. But, you know, if he's on a full-on sprint.
I'm just very happy that we don't have the same crew that we had both last week, which turns out was the same crew we had in Dubois, which, as you know, are not my favorite refereeing crew.
That would have been the other, yeah, the two games where we mentioned it most would be Dubois and homecoming week last week. Third and 12 for the Owls after the incompletion. And little play action screen pass caught by Franz. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage for a gain of about two. And Brookville comes up with a big stop there for a fourth and 10.
Yeah, big defensive stand by the Raiders there. And as you said, brings up a fourth and 10 with about 2:45 left to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and at the 32-yard line, not really a situation or a place where you're in a position that you can, try something sneakier to go for it. Game's not out of hand yet, but boy, it's got the chance to be soon.
Looks like the Owls getting another 11th man out on the field there as Havlin's back for the punt.
And
nice
here's
punt.
Line drive takes a nice Bradford roll across the 30, picked up at the 28, and then returned. And again, off and running. Broken tackles after broken tackles. Wow, what a move near the 30-yard line. Hits the sideline and is in for another touchdown.
So two big returns for Brookville, two uncalled block in the backs. But we're
Jack
not going to
pay
attention to that. We're going to go ahead and go with it. So that can bring it a 20-0 in favor of the Raiders here with 2:05 left to go in the first quarter.
It's been
there is a flag on the play.
Jack Pete with a monster kickoff return to open the game. And now a punt return that it's a sideline warning against Brookville. So that's not really.
I'm a little baffled by that one there, Jim.
32, you said?
And it looks like it's going to be kick is up and good. So the Raiders take a 21-0 lead here with 2:05 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's going to be, again, like you mentioned, 21-0 here. And still 2 minutes to go in the first. So we'll take a quick pause and we'll see if Bradford's offense can punch back before the end of the first. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Just like your Bradford Owls, Thacker Development has been your residential construction home team for over 20 years. Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development to tackle all your new construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your wishes to them and let their team's dedication and experience make your dream a reality. Thacker Development's schedule is in the red zone, so call now and score your spot. Kick off your next project by calling Thacker Development now at 814-558-2222.
2447. Go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Following the big punt return, I think I called near the 30 was where it sailed to, so about a 70-yard return. And here's the ensuing kickoff.
Yeah, it looked like it bounced in the end zone and out right by the front pylon, so that's going to bring the ball out to the 20 for the Owls.
Yeah, almost had it at the 35, but it just rolled on the other side of the pylon.
So it's going to bring up first and 10. Bradford, as we said, 2:05 left to go in the first quarter here as the Owls are working left to right with the ball placed right directly in the middle of the hash marks there. So looks like Talon is back with Jordan in the backfield with him, split far to his left with Adam Ward here close up on the sideline.
Reese takes the snap. It's going to escape the pocket. There's a flag on the play. Reese is going to keep it on the sideline there for a nifty little gain on the keeper.
Yeah, he was able to make a sidestep and get around a couple tacklers to gain a few more yards, but a holding call against the Owls in the backfield there. So that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. So we're going to replay first down, but 10 yards further back. So it's going to be first and 20 for the Owls from the 10.
Boy, a tough start considering the Owls' defense has had one bad possession, really.
Right.
Giving up one offensive touchdown. The other two came on special teams with Jack Pete just getting ahead of steam on those returns. Fast, tough to bring down, breaking tackles like nobody's business, and great vision of the field as well. Now first and 20 for Reese. High snap. He's able to handle it somehow. Don't know how. Reese escapes a tackle out of the end zone, and now he's going to get smacked for another loss of four on a sack.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be about another four-yard loss for the Owls. So Reese flushed out of the pockets there as Brookville brought the house on a blitz. Luckily, he didn't come up with a safety there. He was nearly tackled in the end zone, but able to bring it out to about the six-yard line.
Yeah, evaded a few yards into the end zone, was able to bring it back out, got to the six before he got brought down. So it's a loss of four on the sack and a second and 24 on the six-yard line. Reese with an empty backfield, trips to the left. Surveying, airs one out, got Perry there. Ooh, and it's off his hands.
Yeah, looking to take it all on that play there. A beautiful pass by Talon there, but
had him in stride.
Yeah, just off the hands of Matthew Perry. So that's going to bring up a third and 24 for the Owls.
Yeah, it's a tough catch. It's that over the shoulder, perfect ball by Reese. That's exactly where you'd see it. But it is a high level catch to be running straight ahead. The ball's traveling in the same direction as you, and you got to let it travel over your shoulder and into your hands. But boy, what a pass from Reese. We've seen his accuracy this season. That was one of the best balls we've seen. Reese again looking downfield. This time it's Ward, and it's just over his extended hands and falls incomplete. So that's going to be a fourth and 24 from a precarious spot at the six-yard line.
Yeah, again, Reese trying to hit the home run there and was able to get the ball off. And a nice pass just barely out the reach of the outstretch. So it just ball harmlessly incomplete to bring up a fourth and 24 for the Owls.
So in a tough spot.
Yeah, and it looks like Havlin out for the punt.
Jack Pete is back to return, which has proven to be a huge threat. Here's the punt. It's going to bounce straight into Pete, and he's going to let it go by. And Brookville will start at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, thankfully he chose to let that one go by, and it was knocked down and stopped by the Owls by Caden Keese here. So it's going to bring up first and 10 from the 45 for Brookville as it's 21-0 here with 1:25 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, I assume if the Owls are able to find the end zone, we'll probably see some squib kicks, and these punts are going to start turning into those bullets that hopefully get by him or just get a ton of hang time under it, because last thing you want is more returns for touchdowns. I mean, two of them so far, 21-0. Brookville leads, 125 left in the first. Krug gets back to work. He's going to look to his left. Nothing there. Right, steps up, evades three tacklers somehow in the backfield, and is now going to keep it and turn it into a short gain.
Yeah, I don't know how he got around three Owl defenders in the backfield there, but able to be brought down by
Whitmore.
Evan Whitmore, yeah. So
big nice tackle by Whitmore.
Another nice play by Whitmore on defense, and looked like Jake Abers ran off the field holding his hand. So he's a big part of that offensive, or that both lines, offense
yes,
and defense. So
yes,
hopefully he's only out for a second.
He's been centering the offensive line. So important hand to have healthy. Now Whitmore there with a big tackle. He puts a few more hits on Krug like that. I might think twice about running it. There's another interception.
Adam
this
Ward
one was by Adam Ward. He's across to the 40 with room and a blocker. 50, 40, and tackled at the 30-yard line. Adam Ward with a huge return gets Bradford their best field position of the night.
Absolutely huge play by Adam Ward. Not only jumped up and taking that interception, but also bringing it down to the 30-yard line. And unfortunately, we have a Raider player down on the field that looks very uncomfortable at this moment. But while we have a minute here, Jimmy, coming in, Krug only had one interception through the first six games. He's thrown two already tonight.
Yeah, that's right. I think he might have had two coming in, but yeah, you're right. He's doubled his interception total here against the Owls and almost had a third with A.J. Gleason dropping one as he hit the ground. Looks like our Raider, who was down, is coming off the field, and it was Sirianni, I think.
Yeah, it looks like maybe just a cramp. They're trying to, Brookville trainer's over there trying to stretch his leg, and the Owls coach brought him over a water to help him out a little bit here.
Looks like we must be taking a timeout in the meantime. We might have missed our opportunity. I assumed that we were still gathered for the injury, but somebody called a timeout there. Oh, he's up. He's up. He was in the close sideline. That's my...
Yeah, good sign there. Never want to see a player down for long or out of the game, so good sign for him to get up and walk off the field on his own power.
Yeah, you can see it's still a little tight, but he certainly looks it's not a noticeable limp, just a little tightened up there.
So the good news is here, the Owls got the ball on the Brookville 28, first and 10, so obviously their best field position so far tonight, and I noticed the crowd really erupted when that interception happened, so maybe that'll kick some energy into this team.
That was a nice return, and great job by the rest of the defense to set up the return, because had a big block near the 45 to spring for an extra 15 yards. First and 10 from the 30 here. Empty backfield for Reese, who's already under pressure, and he's going to get smacked for a loss of 10 or 11.
Yeah, that's a huge loss and a little slow getting up, but as we've seen in the past, Reese is tough as nails, and it's going to take quite a bit to keep him down. So it looks like the Owls are going to just go ahead and let the clock run out on the first quarter.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a long first quarter.
That was a very long first quarter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And we just started our 12th possession of the quarter.
Wow.
That's huge. The most we've had in any one quarter thus far this season. And, again, Brookville's, it's because there's been so many incompletions, punts, though there has been 21 points scored by Brookville, 14 of them have come on returns from a kickoff, the opening kickoff of the game, and a punt return. So we'll put a fresh 12 minutes on the clock for the second quarter, flip the field, 21-0 Brookville leads. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Start of the second quarter coming up. We've flipped the field, so the Owls now working from right to left. We had the big interception return by Adam Ward, and then a huge sack on Jalen Reese. That was a 10-yard loss. So now second and 20 at the 40-yard line in Brookville territory. Reese drops back. He's under pressure again. This one flips it over the top to Jordy Thompson, who's going to get forward for a gain of about 8, it looks like.
Yeah, getting us back up close to the line of scrimmages of Brookville is really bringing a lot of pressure so far tonight, and the Owls have yet to figure out how to pick that up. So Palin not having much time to throw the ball, even though we got some positive yards there. It's going to bring up a third and 12 for Bradford.
Those, you know, short passes, especially just dumping one over the defensive line, might be the answer. Let them send that blitz and then just get the ball just over top of it. Third and 12. Reese with trips on the left. He's going to look that way immediately. He's got a man there. Matthew Perry, it's caught.
Yeah, get real close to a first down there. It looks like gain of about 11 yards on the play.
Yeah, it looks about 3 yards short, maybe two.
Yeah, it's going to bring up fourth and two for the Owls, fourth and three.
Yeah.
No doubt they're going to go for it here.
Need to get to the 20-yard line, line up at the 23. So fourth and three. Reese with double twins. Thompson's next to him in the backfield. Reese with a little bit of time here. Going for the end zone.
Oof.
And incomplete.
Yeah. Kind of surprised they went for all of it there on just fourth and three, but a nice play just out of the reach of Adam Ward. Looked like the ball sailed a little bit out of bounds there. So
yeah,
the Owls are going to turn the ball over on downs here.
Thought he saw something there on maybe he had the coverage that he was looking for. Thought he'd catch Ward in the back corner of the end zone, but it doesn't pay off. Sails out of bounds and going to be a turnover on downs.
So Brookville's going to start out at the 23-yard line of their own, working left to right.
Here is the handoff right up the middle, and it's a nice chunk for the Raiders on first down.
Yeah, first contact there made by Liam Haven for the Owls and then cleaned up by freshman Braylon Little, who's getting his first varsity start tonight with Carter Cawley out, our defensive end. So some adjustments needed to be made on the line, and Braylon seems to be taking full advantage of that so far.
A rushing game might help us out on the length of the quarter here, as that's a nice 4-yard run there by Brookville. We would hope that the Owls be the one in control of the clock, though. Here's a broken tackle as France hits the deck.
And he, oof.
Must have stepped out of bounds near the 40 as he was wide open heading for the end zone.
Yeah,
had one man to beat in Adam Ward.
He got hit there by France and was unable to bring him down. He's able to go another 10 yards or so, and it looked like it was A.J. Gleason. Just barely got enough to get him out of bounds, so they're going to call him out. Looks like about the 44-yard line of the Owls.
Yeah, full head of steam. I think Ward had the angle on him to get to him, maybe push him out near the 20. But fortunately, out at the 44, first and 10. Krug drops back. Going to let one soar. There's a man open, but it's dropped.
That's probably a good thing on the receiver's part that he dropped that, because A.J. Gleason was coming with a full head of steam and a good angle on him. So that's going to bring up second and 10 for your Raiders.
A lot of open receivers tonight here for Brookville. I don't know if there's been some confusion maybe with the personnel change. You know, we've had a couple of injuries.
Yeah.
Or if the Raiders are being particularly deceptive, I'm not sure. But had a lot of open looks. And Krug, luckily, is having a little bit of an off night as far as the accuracy goes.
Yeah, and I see they've made even some more changes out there as they bring in Lucky Giordano in for defensive end.
Here's a low snap. Krug has it, no problem. He's going to hit a man in the flat, and that one's going to pop out of the hands as well and incomplete.
Yeah, Krug just sailed another one. So very uncharacteristic of what we're come to expect from him. So that's a good thing for our Owls, but going to bring up a third and 10 from the 44 not the Red Raiders, just plain Brookville Raiders.
Yeah, not the Red Raiders, the other ones.
The Raiders.
Third and 10. Krug, double twins. And he's lined up right at the 50 as the line of scrimmage is the 44. left hash mark, working from left to right on your radio. It's going to be a handoff on third and long. Dives for the first down.
It's going to be short.
Maybe even 2 yards shy. A long yard.
Pretty favorable spot there, but yeah, he was able to break a tackle there, and one of our Owls had a hold of his jersey, but he was able to bust through that and get close to a first down. So Brookville's definitely going to go for it.
Yeah, it makes it fourth and very manageable at a fourth and one. So that dive, you know, doesn't come up with the first, but makes it an easy decision on fourth.
Yeah, and I see Tommy Giordano, a freshman, stepping in the outside linebacker for us.
Quick handoff on fourth down, and that one I think is going to be enough. Just enough.
Ooh, Braylon Little was able to wrap him up, and it's like, boy, yep, right, looks like it's going to be just enough to get the first down. So
right at the 34.
Yeah, heck of an effort by the Owls, but just barely by the nose of the ball got the first down there. So that's a fresh set of down for the Raiders.
As they approach the red zone again, you know, and again, credit to what we've seen the Owls defense do on the night, as this is really the only second time the offense has threatened, and we've had a couple of interceptions. Here's a little flea flicker. Krug is going to get wrapped up from behind by Jordy Thompson and brought down.
Yeah, the Raiders tried a little trickery there, but they did not fool Jordan Thompson as he was able to come in and wrap Krug down and bring him down for a sack. So he was able to get a couple yards, so it's only lost about two on that play. So nice play by Jordan.
Nice job. Wrapped around the edge there. And
Jordan's got a sack and a half so far tonight. So far playing very well on defense, making some plays for us.
Second and 12 from the 35-yard line. Little screen throw, caught, and pushes forward for a first down and a few extra as well.
Yeah, just a strong kid. He was able to get down there with four Owls on him and just drag him 4 or 5 yards to get the first down. So it looks like he got it down to about the 20-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 20 for Brookville.
So back in the red zone are the Raiders. Krug takes the snap, another handoff. Really nice job opening up the hole there, and that's going to be a good 11-yard run, maybe 12.
Yeah, he blasted right up the middle before being – looks like he got another first down there, so it's going to bring up a first and goal, but brought down by freshman Tommy Langdon for the Owls.
So a gain of 11 makes it a first and goal from the 9 for Brookville. Seen the Owls come up with some red zone stops this season, some stands. See if they can stand up Brookville here. It's another handoff, same play. This time he's bumped into right near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he wasn't able to get much there, and it looked like first contact was by Evan Whitmore, then cleaned up by Liam Haven there. So it's going to bring up a second and 9 for Brookville.
Trying to fight their way in for a 4-touchdown lead is Brookville. Second and goal from the 9. Brookville taking their time. 10 seconds on the play clock.
They've been taking their time all night. No rush for them on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, getting close now, too. Nope.
They call a timeout, Brookville.
Yeah, they get one off with 2 seconds on the play clock. Brookville timeout with a 21-0 lead and 6:18 to go in the first half. We'll take a Tax-In timeout as well, brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 in Lewis Run, with the best handmade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field out of the Tax-In timeout. Though we are in a situation where we very much do not want a touchdown here, second and goal from the 9 for Brookville, our second quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Pam Frasina. Here's Krug with trips to the left. Nope, sends a man in motion. And it's going to be a handoff anyways. Follows the blocker. Rolls off a tackle at the 5-yard line. And A.J. Gleason somehow bounced right off him. He's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, that's going to bring a... A.J. came up from his safety position, tried to lay down a hit, but he was able just to bounce right off it and into the end zone. So it's going to bring the score now 27-0 in favor of Brookville. They line up for the extra point.
So a 9-yard run there. Here's the point after, and that one is going to split the uprights as well. So it's 28-0 with 6:12 to go in the first half, and Brookville starting to run away in the early going to this one. Owls trail by 4 TDs now. It's Bradford Owls football on WESP Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
It was about the same time I was incorrectly calling him France. I thought, whoa, that kid runs, shot out of a cannon, 3-0, saw the 0. Whereas France is 10.
Yeah, looks like we got Matthew Perry sitting on the sideline over here. That'd be a huge loss for the Owls if he can't get back in there.
Yeah, Mona is talking to him, so I wonder if he's dealing with something. Meantime, Reese has trips to the right side as first and 10 from the 44. It's going to be a delayed handoff to Jordy Thompson for no gain.
Yeah, again, Jordan, like he has been all year, battling getting hit as soon as he touches the ball and still able to get it up or near the line of scrimmage. So kind of saved them from a big loss there. That's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Owls from the 43 as they're working from right to left on your radio here.
Right in the middle of the field, split the hash marks at the 43 Bradford territory. Split backs for Reese now. And it'll be a handoff to Gleason. Gleason with some room here. Gets across midfield. Stiff arm as he's running over out of bounds for a first down.
Yeah, AJ, he didn't made no frills about trying to make a move to get around the Brookville defender there. He just flat out ran him over for another 5 or 6 yards. So that's going to be an Owl first down.
You know, I asked, I do believe I brought up AJ in the running game a little earlier tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be bring the ball all the way on the 42 of Brookville.
Yeah, that makes it a gain of 20, 15?
About 16-yard gain.
Split backs again for Reese. And it's Gleason again, this time right up the middle. But just nothing, no room to go anywhere, and it's going to be a no gain.
Yeah, they were pretty quick to blow the whistle on there as forward progress was obviously stopped. AJ just unable to break free there, but I don't mind this change of pace. I'm okay with this. Try something different. What they were doing before wasn't working, so let's switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know, and it, there's enough time now that you can try to get this run game going, whereas that air attack was not having a lot of success. So here's one, fresh after the run plays, thrown out to Ward.
Yeah, Adam Ward on the catch there for a gain of about 6 for the Owls. That's going to bring up a third and a long 3-4 yards there for the Owls. So making progress here.
That's what a strong run will do for you. Open up that short pass, gain of 6, makes it 3rd and 4 at the 36-yard line in Brookville territory.
4:22 left to go in the half here.
Kohler comes back out onto the field.
Yeah, it looks like they're switching out some personnel there for the Owls as Jimmy Norcos hustles off the field here. I like seeing Kohler out there. That kid's a playmaker. I mean, he's fast, he's strong, he's not afraid to take a hit even though his size, so it's good to see him out there trying to get some plays in.
double twins as Kohler lines up wide receiver right side. They go for him, and he somehow catches it.
Wow.
Inside the 15. What a snag by Kohler just as he enters the game.
I'm fortunate enough. I get to watch Kohler on Monday nights during the JV games, and he's one of those kids. You just throw the ball up, and chances are he's coming down with it. He's made some incredible catches so far this year, including that one for a huge gain for the Owls, which is going to bring up a first and 10 from the 12-yard line, so a 24-yard gain for the Owls.
That was an absolute bullet by Reese, and just a little bit high as Kohler's, you know, we've talked about he doesn't have a lot of size, so just a little bit above the head of Kohler and with so much sauce on it, and he just reached up, snagged it, brought it down first and 10 from the 12. Quick pitch out to Gleason. Gleason's going to try to get to the sideline, and he will do so after picking up probably 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, quick change of play pace. AJ's a little bit faster than what we see with Jordan Thompson, so try to get the ball outside and make Brookville make a play as opposed to being able just to come right up the middle and blast him in the backfield there.
So nice gain of 3 after the pass play on the ground to keep them guessing. 2nd and 7 now from the 9-yard line. And split backs for Reese. And this one will be a pass. He's going to drop back, looks to the end zone.
Ooh. Yeah, he was going for Jake Franz there. He had him open. He looked like he was 2 yards behind the Brookville defender, but the defender, which I'm not sure, I believe it was Sam Krug for Brookville, was able to leap real high and just barely tip that pass out of the way and fall harmlessly to the ground. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 7 for the Owls.
Yeah, he tips that one, and it looked like for a second Franz was almost in position to make a play after the tip even, which is unbelievable. But it does fall incomplete. 3rd and 7, which I don't mind taking the shot there on 2nd down. Kind of a free look. Now you got to work your way in.
Splits on either side here.
Reese dropping back. He's in trouble. He's going to step up. He's got room inside.
He's
the 5.
In. Touchdown.
Dives in. Touchdown. Talon Reese.
9-yard touchdown for Talon. Jimmy, on that play, Brookville brought the house again as they have been most of the game.
He did that same move where he just kind of, it's almost a jump stop in basketball where he splits through the defenders.
Yeah, he was able to do that move, make a sidestep, and then with his speed and agility, able to blast it into the end zone. So the Owls get on the board here with 3:07 left to go in the half. So that brings our score currently to 28-6 in favor of Brookville.
Yeah, and we have
yeah, it looks like it's going to be Franz out there for the extra point.
Yeah, Franz will kick the PAT, and it is good. So 28-7, the Owls get on the board here with 3:07 left in the first half, and that means Pam Frasina, our second quarter contestant, Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, wins a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. 28-7, Brookville leads, 3:07 left in the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Following Bradford's first touchdown of the night, a 9-yard run by Talon Reese. A fantastic run right up through the middle. Not a designed keeper, just was able to salvage that play after the all-out blitz. And Jake Franz kicks the extra point to make it 28-7. Brookville leads with 3:07 to go before we hit the locker rooms for halftime.
Yeah, the Owls only had 10 guys there, but we were able to hustle Josh Everett's out there on the kick return team here. Or kickoff return. Kickoff team.
Franz will onside this one, and it goes almost exactly 10 yards. Brookville gets it.
Yep, so it's going to be, I don't mind them taking a risk there. Why not? With 3:06 left to go in the half, but going to give Brookville pretty good field position. So it's going to be 1st and 10 Brookville right from midfield.
Yeah, lining up at the 50 will be Krug and the boys.
Yes. I don't see Jake Abers out there anymore. I seen him hustle off the field earlier and holding his hand, so I'm not sure what's going on with Jake. Maybe I can find out during halftime here, but he's a big part of that line.
Krug with double twins and Sirianni in the backfield.
Ref blown the play dead.
Yeah, well before the snap. And now we're back to it.
Yeah, unsure what that was all about. But needless to say, here we go. 18, 17, 15 on the play clock.
Krug drops back. He's going to air one out on first down, and it's caught at the 25. Slides down near the 17-yard line.
Yeah, big play by Krug. Just a really good pass over the middle. And was able to catch him before being brought down by Adam Ward for the Owls. But going to bring up a first and 10 for the Raiders from about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, caught near the 20, not the 25, as I had first said. Joy just went for it there on first and paid off. First and 10 from the 16. Krug with trips out to his left side. Going to take the snap and immediately in trouble, but evades it and caught and in for a touchdown.
Lucky to get that pass off. He was being run down by Braylon Little. Looked like Ian DeGoyer and Evan Whitmore barely getting that pass off and the diving catch to get it in for the touchdown. So with 2:27 left to go here in the half, it currently sets at 34-7 in favor of the Brookville Raiders.
That's Belfior again, his second TD of the night. So Brookville immediately answers back. That offside or onside kick attempt shortens the field. And in two plays, Brookville takes their four-possession lead back. Extra point is good, and it is 35-7 Raiders lead. 2:27 left on the clock. That only took 40 seconds to
two plays,
score that
seconds.
Touchdown. Yeah, that's right. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WQ98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. 2:27 to go in the first half as Brookville takes a 35-7 lead. The Owls will return the ensuing kickoff from the 7-yard line. Kohler. Right up the middle again. Shoots through now hits the sideline.
Nobody 50. Catching him.
He's gone at the 30. Got one man to beat. Cuts it inside. 10, 5. Touchdown, yes. Owls.
Logan Kohler with a 93-yard touchdown return for the Owls. It's funny. I was just talking to his dad before the game, and on my way up the stairs, he goes, "Hey, Mark, Logan's getting a 95-yard return tonight." So looks like I owe old Chuck a soda. So that's going to bring our score to 35-13 after a huge return by Logan Kohler for the Owls as the Bradford now sends out Jake Franz to try to knock through the extra point.
Excellent job there from Kohler as he is able to, he's got the speed that he doesn't have to worry about where these lanes are going to open downfield. He knows where the return is set up, and he's just automatically there. Franz is able to split the uprights, and it's 35-14 Brookville lead. So the Owls, after Brookville scores on two plays in 40 seconds, the Owls score on the ensuing kickoff returned in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Bradford Owls football following an electric 93-yard return from Kohler.
Yeah, Kohler, only a sophomore for the Owls here, so lucky us, we get to see him for a few more years.
Yeah, Logan Kohler, who hasn't been on the kick returns all season, has done a nice job with it tonight. And, you know, the Owls have had to make some adjustments here early. Matthew Perry on the bench, Eric Hines on the bench. So we've seen a little bit more run game since then. We've seen Kohler enter in the passing game along with James Norcross. Here's the kick trying to keep from a return.
Yeah, they just bounced that along the ground, a worm burner there to keep it out of the hands of Brookville's return team, who we have seen is devastating. So they bring the ball up and catch it about the, looks like about the 25-yard line for Brookville. So it's going to be first and 10 Brookville from the 25-yard line as they work left to right here with 2 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the first half.
Right. Take the ball out of the hands of Jack Pete. And now they've cut that lead down to a 3-touchdown lead, 35-14. Krug will get back to work with trips to his right side. Out of the shotgun with one man alongside him in the backfield. Going to send one in motion. Takes a snap, looks to his right. Going to air one out again. And that one's going to drop right in the hands of its intended target, Sam Krug, his brother.
Yeah, another fantastic pass by Krug. He's really showing off his accuracy now with the huge gain all the way down to the Bradford 30 before being brought down by Adam Ward. So a big play and another first down for Brookville.
Yeah, after a bit of a shaky start, or, you know, we even mentioned kind of an uncharacteristically off night for Krug, who was overthrown a couple on that first play of the game, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Had a man coming off a slant and just overthrew him, probably would have been a touchdown on that first play from scrimmage for him, as they actually did score on the actual first play of the game.
Sure.
But here's first and 10 from the 30. Run right up the middle, and just nobody there for Bradford as he gets a 15-yard gain before coming down. Does Sirianni.
Yeah, he just blasted right up the middle, and his first contact was 10 yards past the line of scrimmage, and that was by A.J. Gleason. Gleason brings him down, looks like about the 18-yard line. So it's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 13-yard line, excuse me, for Brookville.
And trips to the left side this time for Krug as he's lined up on the right hash mark. Krug takes the snap, looks there for a screenplay. It's caught inside the five and breaks a touchdown. Jack Pete.
Yeah, just a screen pass. Had a couple blockers in front of him. Jake Franz was able to shed one and get his hands on him, but with a full head of steam, he was able to get right through there for another Brookville score. So that's currently set at 41-14 in favor of Brookville. 105 left to go in the half.
So Jack Pete having himself a heck of a game. He's got a receiving touchdown, a kickoff return for a touchdown, and a punt return for a touchdown.
Kick is up and splits the upright. So 42-14 Brookville, 105 left to go here in your first half.
Well, so, boy, the last 2 minutes in game has produced 4 touchdowns. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back again for the fourth time in the last 2 minutes of gameplay, as this time it's Brookville answering back immediately. A 13-yard Touchdown pass from Krug to Jack Pete, make it 42-14. Brookville answers back from the 93-yard kick return from Logan Kohler, who is again deep to return this one. 105 to go. We know the Owls have some speed with Kohler. Franz is a little bit of a squib.
Yeah, not even going to go for Kohler there.
I think Thompson's got it.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's Thompson or Brady Havlin out there was able to pick it up about the 25 and get – it was Thompson. Picked it up about the 25 and brought it back about 7 yards. So I was going to set up shop first and 10 from the – looks like about the 32-yard line.
So we know the Owls have some speed with Kohler, Franz.
Gleason.
We know they have the accurate arm of Reese. And a minute and 1 second on the clock.
With three timeout.
Yeah, down by three touchdowns, and they will get possession to start the third quarter. So if they're able to cut into this lead by one TD, and then they can answer to start the third, we've got ourselves a game.
The ball hit the ground there as Tyson with a quick pass out to the near sideline looking to get looks like Franz out there, but just short. Ball hit the ground. So incomplete
actually,
pass.
Actually completed for a loss of a yard. Oh, nope. Maybe not. They brought him back a yard there initially, but yeah, I thought you were correct. When I saw them move the marker back, I thought, oh. So second and 10 from the 32. Reese. Dropping back. Rolling out to his right. Tosses one to Matthew Perry. No, Perry's still on the bench. Who is that?
That is Adam Ward. So a complete pass to Adam Ward for a gain of 4 or 5 yards there. Looks like 5 yards for the Owls.
All right, it's going to bring us inside of 40 seconds with the clock ticking here.
Yeah, it's going to be third and 5 from the 37. Owls better get in a hurry here.
Yeah, 25 seconds to go. Still not set. 20 seconds to go. Here's the snap. Reese scrambles. Steps up. Nothing. Spin move. Steps up. Nothing. Sacked. Loss of 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the Owls just didn't take a timeout there. I mean, they wasted 20 seconds, and then now they're going to let the ball, the clock run out to end the half.
Yeah, it's going to be that.
Not real sure about that sequence there. I think maybe a wasted opportunity, but needless to say, that brings us to halftime here at Parkway Field with the Brookville Raiders up 42-14 on your Bradford Owls.
Yeah, that's right. That will end the second quarter after the Owls do find the end zone a couple of times after being held scoreless on their first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six possessions, held scoreless on their first six. They get a touchdown run from Reese and a kick return from Logan Kohler. So 42-14, Owls will have possession when we come back to start the third, but you can stick around with us for the halftime show, which will be coming up in just a few short moments as we pause to tally up the stats. We'll do a quick scoring recap when we come back. The halftime show presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. 42-14 Brookville leads Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case and Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the Family Bar with a Car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and flagship store.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. The Owls here in Week 7, hosting Brookville, and the halftime score is 42-14. Raiders are up over the Owls. First off, a quick scoring recap, just so you know how exactly we got to that mark. It hasn't been particularly pretty, but you take out a couple of fast special teams plays by Brookville, and it's a much more competitive game. Not that three touchdowns is too much to overcome for any team, but the game started literally on a 95-yard kickoff return by Brookville. Jack Pete, who has been just a speedster here through the first half of play, is very dynamic as well. Jack Pete gets his first of three touchdowns. This one comes via a kickoff return. Point after is good, and that makes it 7-0. Then we trade back and forth on some punts. The Owls have to punt away. The Raiders punt, Owls punt, before the Owls get their first takeaway of the game. An interception courtesy of A.J. Gleason. However, they end up having to punt away again. No real noticeable gains in the battle of field position either, as it's really back or forth for most of the game through this point. Then Brookville gets their first offensive touchdown of the game. It's a 23-yard touchdown pass from Charlie Krug to Easton Belfior, the first of his two TDs. This one makes it 14-0. The Owls have to punt it back away on their next possession. And on that punt, is a 70-yard punt return again by Jack Pete, his second touchdown of the night. Point after is good, and it's 21-0. The Owls have to punt again, and then the Raiders on their next possession throw another interception. This one is Adam Ward. Big return gets Bradford inside the 30-yard line, and it ends, unfortunately, with the Owls going for a turnover on downs. The first possession of the second quarter is the Owls coming off that INT, but eventually going for it and coming up short on fourth for a turnover on downs. The Raiders on their next possession, it ends in a 9-yard run by Tony Sirianni for a touchdown to make it 28-0. And then the Owls finally answer back. Talon Reese caps a drive with a 9-yard touchdown run. Really nice carry right up the middle to make it 28-7. The Raiders answered right back immediately following that. 16-yard touchdown throw from Krug to Belfiore for his second of the game, 35-7. Then on the ensuing kickoff, Logan Kohler takes it 93 yards crib for 35-14. And then Brookville immediately again answers back for the fourth time in that last 3 minutes of gameplay. This one ends in a 13-yard TD from Krug to Jack Pete for his third TD of the game, makes it 42-14, which is the score we have here at halftime. And the defense hasn't done a particularly bad job when they needed a couple of key takeaways, but they've also, I don't know if there's been some missed assignments or something, there's been some wide open receivers out there for Brookville.
Yeah, absolutely. Bradford's had some to replace some injured players, as Coach Puglio said in the pregame show, just beat up at this point, as a lot of teams are. So they've made some replacements, so there's some learning curve and some inexperience out there. And Krug's been able to find his open receivers. But our core group of Owls, who we've been calling all year, I mean, they're still making the plays, but Brookville's been able to find the weak spots and really exploit them and take advantage of it. So that's why you see 42 points on the board for them.
Yeah, that's right. Luckily, the Owls able to keep pace with two touchdowns so far, keeps them out of that mercy rule coming out of halftime, and able to, you know, to keep them in this game, try to come back, claw back from this 3-TD lead, 21-point lead for Brookville. You know, there are a couple of touchdowns that you can talk yourself into, you know, maybe wiping out. Not that the, you know, the very next play or anything doesn't end up resulting in the same thing, but with the big opening kickoff return, that's obviously one you'd like to get back. Same with the punt return, which in and of itself was a 70-yard return. So pretty deep kick that he ends up bringing back. It's not like a punt that traveled, you know, to the 55 or something. With that, and on the touchdown run, we saw A.J. Gleason actually come up from free safety and try to make a tackle right near the 10 or 15-yard line. And unfortunately, didn't get a lot of arm in the tackle. It was more of a collision. Gleason kind of bounced off him as he was just able to sidestep and spin and find his way to the end zone. Those three touchdowns, you know, make this a tie game if they're able to turn that into a stop.
Right, yeah, and it's not often you see people bounce off a hit by A.J. Gleason, but somehow he was able to stay on his feet and just stumble into the end zone there. But, I mean, there's still some bright spots out there for the Owls. They got freshman Braylon Little out there, who so far tonight, I mean, he's got three tackles and combined on a sack with I believe it was Jordan Thompson. So he's a bright spot. We've also seen Lucky Giordano out there, who's been playing end, who we've seen out there a little bit. He's been making some plays out there. And, of course, Evan Whitmore, like just about every game, he's making his presence felt. So I'm not, even though the score shows a lot, I'm not disappointed in Bradford's defense yet.
No,
they've been playing
especially
well
with the takeaways.
Yeah, yeah, they've been playing well. They've been playing hard. Krug's matched his interception total in this game as he's had the previous five, so that's another good sign. I look for Bradford to make some adjustments in the locker room and come out with a little bit different look, especially on offense, like we've seen towards the end of the first half there.
Yeah, we'll see if and a couple of these guys who are, you know, the next man up, such as Logan Kohler, if that can spark the team and they can rally down from this rally back from this deficit. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back with the first half stats, and we also have a Fretz football recap as well. It's Bradford Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJIS.
Navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owls Halftime Show, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. We got through our scoring recap as the teams are still in the locker room as of now. So now let's get to the first half stats. Mark, if you want to put on your statistician hat for a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So far tonight, the big play by Logan Kohler, the 93-yard kick return there in the towards the end of the second half. So far, Tyson Palenreis, 9 for 19, 79 yards with a 9-yard rushing touchdown, and A.J. Gleason chipping in with 20 yards on the ground for the Owls. Defensively, Evan Whitmore, 4 tackles, A.J. Gleason, 3 tackles with an interception, Adam Ward, 3 tackles, an interception, and a sack, and Thompson and Braylon Little combined for a sack there, with Little also coming up with 3 solo tackles so far. So not a whole lot to write home about.
No.
As of yet, but
quietly
I look forward
on
to more.
The offense. Yeah, a little quiet tonight on the offense, but, you know, hopefully we can make some adjustments. We've also seen Matthew Perry and Eric Himes on the bench trying to, you know, work through something there. Himes holding his right arm, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. So I also, Jimmy, not a whole lot to say, but the Fretz team played last night here
yes.
on Parkway Field against Dubois, and they really ran into a buzzsaw. Unfortunately, Fretz was down 35-0 at halftime, and with a final coming up 48-8. Lucas Wallace, again, the headline tackler, he had 8 tackles. I don't say only because he played a heck of a game. And he also threw a 14-yard touchdown pass to Jaron Lorman to make the final score 48-8 in favor of Dubois.
Nice.
And, Jimmy, if I may, I would like to bring up our Bradford High football boosters.
Yeah.
We see them around selling 50-50s in the concession stands, doing all kinds of fundraisers and raffles all year to make sure that our players have the equipment and gear that they need on and off the field. But also outside of that, they really take care of their own. One of our players on the Owls team, Lucas Miller, his sister Haley, was recently diagnosed with cancer, who those two happen to be my stepson and stepdaughter as well. Well, we as a family bought these bracelets, the Team Haley Rose bracelets, to sell to make a little money, kind of offset some costs. Well, earlier this week, we were contacted by the Bradford Owls booster team, who bought 65 of those to distribute to the team and help out not only Lucas and Haley, but our whole entire family. So I would like to say a big thank you and a shout out to our Bradford boosters. I'm sorry, getting a little emotional up here because it really
meant
a lot.
Very understandable. Yeah, very understandable. Obviously, a story that hits close to home. And yeah, they've a special group of people there, the boosters, and, you know, great community in general. And, you know, I always try to tip my hat to the people of the Bradford area and everyone who gets involved in so many different ways. And that's a great example of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen them do similar things in the past. It seems like there's been a few, four or five faces down there that I see. I'm up here three nights a week for football.
Yeah.
And I see the same faces up here. So they really deserve some credit. And they put in a lot of work. I mean, I see Katie Gleason down there often. Evan Whitmore's parents, Amanda and Aaron, are down there a lot. I don't want to say a whole lot of names because I don't want to leave anybody out because they all work equally hard. And they all also work with parents of our Fetch team and our JV team so that during their games, our varsity parents are in there working the booth so yeah. they can be up and watch their kids play, which, I mean, it really helps out so you get the kids to play. So kudos to our Bradford Owls boosters.
An active group and a very caring group of people who we thank for their service.
So it looks like the Owls are back out on the field as well as the Brookville Raiders looking to get stretched out. Our clock says about a minute and a half to the second half kickoff. And as we stated so far in the halftime show, 42-14 for the Owls. And I know the score looks big, Jimmy, but I don't think the Owls are quite out of this yet. I think they're going to make some adjustments, and I think they have enough offensive firepower out there to overcome what we're seeing here. So,
well,
Brookville is giving up over 40 points a game.
If now this might be a little bit inside baseball or inside football, as it were. But if Matt Canada believes the Pittsburgh Steelers can come back from down three touchdowns with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, which he has made it very clear that he does believe so, then I think that the Owls can have more than enough firepower to come back three touchdowns here coming out of halftime. So we'll take one more quick break, and we'll be back just to mark the end of the halftime show presented by CJ Wallace Engineering and kick off the second half right after this. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
WESB Sports.
We're back. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports here at Parkway Field. 12 minutes are on the clock, and we will be ready to start the second half. Again, 42-14. Brookville leads by three touchdowns, 21 points. And the Owls have been fighting through a few injuries here, but they've also had a couple of sparks. Two touchdowns, one coming from Logan Kohler on an electric kickoff return for a touchdown, and one coming on a keeper, a little broken down play, and Talon Reese steps up through the collapsed pocket and scores from 9 yards out.
Yeah, and it looks like a couple of the guys that were on the sideline injured there have their helmets on out here, so maybe they're ready to get back in action here in the second half as the Owls head out to receive the opening kickoff of the second half.
And we'll see if some of them are able to just get some treatment and come back from that. It does look like Himes is heading out right now. Eric Himes is one of the names that we saw.
Yeah, Himes. Ward was just getting his knee looked at over here by Mona, our super trainer down there. So, and looks like they have Kohler deep, so let's see if they'll take a chance and kick it off to him this time.
And here is the opening kick of the third quarter. They're going to lob that one in a little bit shorter as to avoid Kohler. And it's going to be returned about the 37.
Ball popped out, but he was on the ground before. That was Jake Franz on the return there, so they are saying he was down before the ball popped out, so the Owls are going to get the ball. Looks like about the 41-yard line, so it's going to be... Oh,
They just reversed that call and are calling it a fumble in favor of Brookville. I'm very confused on this. One ref called them down, said it was the Owls' ball. Then they came in and said, no, it's a fumble, and Brookville recovered. And from my eyes up here, he was down for a good second before that ball popped out.
That's a tough way to start the second half for the Owls. Again, Eric Himes is on the field, double-checking for Perry.
They're waving off. Maybe we're going to have a video review.
Timeout for the Owls. So we'll take a Texan timeout as well. Again, not a great start here as that late turnover will turn into a late turnover call. What are we doing? Well, confusion on the timeout there. Either way, Texan timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
So now,
navigating the housing market can be a challenge, whether you're buying or selling a home. Talk to Zimmerman Realty, a team of real estate experts in our area. Zimmerman Realty can introduce you to the most up-to-date listings in Bradford, Smethport, and Eldred. They can even show you properties that are listed with other real estate agencies. If you're looking to sell, Zimmerman Realty offers a free market analysis to help you determine the value of your home. Visit their website and sign up today at ZimmermanRealtyLLC.com.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax and timeout. So it was indeed a Bradford. We had the return. The second half opened with the kickoff, which was initially ruled down on a Jake Franz possible fumble. That got reversed to a fumble recovered by Brookville. And then after the timeout, a personal foul was called on A.J. Gleason.
Yeah, just an unusual series of events here. And
Unfortunate for a team that came out of the locker room, I'm sure, looking to come on strong.
So first and 10 from the 22 for Brookville. Krug back, fires towards the end zone.
Yeah, got a man there. It's Jack Pete, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, nice play there by Jake France to knock that ball out of the way, fall harmlessly down there. So that's going to bring up a second 10 from the Owls 22 for Brookville.
All right, so we made a definite contact with Eric Connors. I want to double-check, see if I can't find Matthew Perry out there. I don't see him on the sideline, which is a good sign. It means he's probably on the field.
See, typically he's in a linebacker position, and I don't see him out there.
We'll have to keep an eye out in the meantime. Here is second and 10, and it's going to be a run out to the left side for a pretty big gain, looking at about 8 yards there for Brookville.
Yeah, he was able to be wrapped up by Caden Keese here to bring him down after a gain of a few yards there. So that's going to bring up a third and about 3 for the Owls. Looks like it might be getting a little chippy out there.
Looks like it. Here is third down, third and 2 from the 15. And it's another running play. Room there, found a hole and somehow got tripped up. Looked like literally tripped.
Yeah, it looks like he tripped over his own offensive lineman that brought him down there. Looks like he stepped on him, which is lucky because he was a pretty clear path through the end zone for him.
Keesier was the nearest Owl. And if there was any contact there, it was with the toes because he was a good step or two in front of him. It's going to make it a first and goal from the 7-yard line as Brookville is looking to start this third quarter with an early touchdown. Man in motion for Krug, who drops back, looks to his right, got a man in the flat, and it's a touchdown for Tony Sirianni.
Yeah, so that's going to bring the score up to 48-14 in favor of Brookville. As they send out their PAT unit, who so far tonight has been perfect on his extra point attempts. So,
Sirianni, by the way, spelled differently, not like Coach Sirianni of the Eagles. This is going to split the uprights and be in for a 49-14 lead for Brookville. Sirianni, let me finish that thought. C-E-R-I-A-N-I, Tony Sirianni. Brookville leads 49-14 with 10:32 to go in this third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Just like your Bradford Owls, Thacker Development has been your residential construction home team for over 20 years. Scoring touchdowns and winning is easy when you use Thacker Development to tackle all your new construction and home improvement projects. Turn over your wishes to them and let their team's dedication and experience make your dream a reality. Thacker Development's schedule is in the red zone, so call now and score your spot. Kick off your next project by calling Thacker Development now at 814-558-2447. Go Owls!
WESB Sports.
We're back to Parkway Field. Bradford Owls football with just a bad start to the second half here for the Owls, who were down by three touchdowns and trying to start the second half strong. The opening kickoff results in a fumble recovered by Brookville and a touchdown. Here is the return and brought up just shy of the 40-yard line.
Yeah, A.J. Gleason able to catch that about the
20. Boy, they're calling. We've got a couple of Brookville players signaling that they have the ball again.
Yeah, and they A.J. just pushing away a trainer there as he's down on the ground as he was piled on by a bunch of Rover players. A.J. up and walking off the field under his own power.
That was weird.
Another odd.
A Brookville trainer came out to see him, and he scooted away towards Mona.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't blame him there. I'd much rather go to Mona as she's proven her superhuman powers.
Looks he like does the, look to be walking pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. So the referees are coming over, talking to Coach Puglio.
Yeah, they're going to tell the sideline to back up a bit. Probably a few other things on top of that as well. Gleason will sit down and try to get worked out. Looks to be a little bit of a cramp there as she's working on the calf. And we'll get first and 10 from the 39 for the Owls. First offensive possession of the second half here for Bradford.
Yeah, they brought in Nick DeGoyer in to fill in AJ's spot out there on offense.
And it's double twins for Reese, who's going to drop back and look to his left. Nice. Shoot one to Jake Franz. It's caught for a first down across midfield and gang tackled at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, just a simple deep cross for Palin there, and he was able to hit Jake right on the number. So the Palin that we're typically used to seeing, so a big gain for the Owls there. Put him on the Brookville side of the field. So
Andrew Giordano just came in as a wide receiver. That's our backup quarterback as well.
Yes.
Oh, wait, lining up in the backfield now. Split backs with Thompson and Giordano and Reese in the middle of it. Could be some fun looks out of that formation.
Yeah, it was a 21-yard pass completion the last play.
There's Reese in big trouble and wrapped up for a huge loss as he ran the wrong way for a 15-yard loss.
Yeah, again, as we've been seeing all night, Brookville's just been bringing all kinds of blitzes, and sometimes it's the house, sometimes it's just one side or the other, but Bradford having trouble picking that up, as you see there, another big sack, so that's going to bring up a second and 25 for the Owls, so a 15-yard loss.
Friendly spot will make it 23, second and 23. But yeah, it looked like he had him dead to rights at the 45, going to start instead at the 47. 9:10 left in the third quarter. Still 49-14 Brookville leads. Split backs again for Reese. Hand off to Jordy, who has to break a tackle to get out of the backfield. He does, but is going to come down near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so just Jordy trying to go off tackle to the far sideline and just wrapped up there at the... It's eerily quiet out there. You notice that? I can hear the coaches on the other sideline yelling.
It did get real quiet off of that after that kickoff. Our third quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Rhonda Mortimer. You can enter Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes any day at Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week we draw four winning names, two from each location, and assign them a quarter of the game. If the Owls score in your quarter, you get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. If they do not score, you get the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Talon escapes the sack somehow and tries to hit the sideline, but it falls incomplete.
I'm not even sure what I've seen out there other than Talon able to escape a couple tackles there and make a little bit of a positive guard, but not much. That's going to bring up fourth and 23, so barely anything there.
But 4th and 23, as they send Havlin out to punt for the Owls.
A wild spin move for Reese to avoid the sack. Tried to get a man heading for the sideline. Would have been near the, probably the 44 is, I think, where he was heading out of bounds and falls incomplete. Would have brought up a fourth down anyways, but a much, much more manageable fourth as he's looking at a 4th and 23rd here. And here's the punt from Havlin. Fair caught at the 22.
Wow. Yeah, okay, they threw here. A flag on there. One of the Brookville defenders just picked up Whitmore and literally slammed him in the middle of the field. So if there wasn't a flag on there, you might have heard me doing some more yelling. But needless to say, they get the kickoff, and it looked like it was Jordan Thompson that kicked that ball.
Oh, was it?
I believe it was. But either way, it looks like it's going to be...
I do always mix them up in the backfield, so it could very easily have been...
Yeah, they're going to call personal foul on Brookville. It didn't bother Whitmore at all. He bounced right back up like he usually does.
I think he was up faster than the Raiders player was.
I believe he was. So, as I said, that kid's tough as nails, so it's going to take quite a bit to keep him down and off the field. Yeah, that's a big penalty. So that's going to bring up 1st and 10 for Brookville from their own 10-yard line.
Yeah, at their own 10 is Krug and the Raiders. Empty backfield. No, he's got one back there with him, does Krug. He's going to air one out. Got another man open, but it's going to just kind of wildly.
Yeah, he sailed that one. That one almost landed on the track over here on the near sideline. So Krug showing off his arm strength, but nowhere near anybody. So.
Yeah. A lot of strength there. Not a whole lot of accuracy on that throw in particular.
No. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from the 11-yard line for Krug and the Brookville Raiders.
Yeah, intended target there was Hayden Freeman, and he had some space if he would have caught him in stride, but he ends up sailing it out towards the sideline. So he had to adjust, turn this way and that, trying to find out where that ball was going to land. This one's going to be a run right up the gut and just... finds the hole, keeps pushing, full head of steam for almost a 25-yard gain.
Yeah, he was able to break a couple tackles on the far sideline there before A.J. Gleason was able to get over there and wrap him up and bring him down about the 35-yard line. So that's going to be a 1st down for Brookville.
Yeah, even Krug has carried the offense in not only through a majority of the first 6 weeks, but majority of the last couple years, but even when he's off here, the run game has been, you know, absolutely dominant here for Brookville. Because Krug has had a few wild throws.
Looks like a timeout for the Owls there. So they're going to take their first timeout of the 2nd half.
No, they took the one coming off the where the personal foul was as well. So. 2nd timeout.
Yeah.
6:12 to go in the 3rd quarter. 49-14 with Brookville sitting 1st and 10 from their own 35. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. It's 49-14. Bradford Owls football here. A 35-point lead. I just realized we're in Mercy Rule, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We've been that way ever since the fumble return was quickly punched in.
Another big run.
Yeah, this one broken off. Just able to come right up the middle. 20-10, and Brookville walks into the end zone. Basically untouched from the 35-yard line. That's Tony Sirianni.
Yeah, so a 65-yard touchdown for Sirianni there for Brookville.
55-14 in favor of them. I'm not even sure what to say at this point, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's not looking great here with 6 minutes to go in the third. So Mercy Rule running clock will be in order because this game has gotten out of hand quickly, basically to start the third.
Yeah, as we can see, some of the Owl faithful here are even packing up their seats and their hoodies. And
yeah, it's gotten very quiet, and some of the Owl stands are starting to empty out a little bit. Sideline is low energy.
I see Matthew Perry back down there on the field in just his street clothes, so let's hope that he's...
Oh, that's why I couldn't see him.
Yeah, let's hope he's...
Changed right out.
Yeah, just something he'll bounce right back from. The kick for Brookville, the extra point is up and good, so that's going to bring our score 56-14 in favor of the Raiders with 6:01 left to go here in the third quarter. And as you just mentioned, Jimmy, we are into the Mercy Rule, the running clock, the rest, well, because of the 35-point
lead. Yeah, that's right. Once it starts, I don't believe it's turned back off, even if you do start a rally back. So we'll be in that for the rest of the game. 56-14, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field, where it's awfully quiet here on the Owl side of the field. As Brookville goes up 56-14 with 6 minutes to go in the third, only halfway through the third quarter, and what was once, you know, an optimistic three-touchdown deficit is now a dead sideline and a quiet bleacher section. Here on the ensuing kickoff, it's
A.J. Gleason picked it up at about the 21-yard line, was able to bring it out to about the 31, 32-yard line. So a 10-yard return on there as he took on pretty much the entire Raider return team. He still gained some positive yards. So
about head-to-head, yeah.
That's going to bring up a first and 10 from the Owls from their own 30-yard line.
So the Owls right back at it. We'll see personnel-wise. I see Logan Kohler out on the field for sure. Eric Himes.
Yeah, Kiesier's out there.
And, it will be Giordano, I believe.
Yeah, looks like
quarterback.
Looks like the Owls are going to get their younger guys a little bit of playing time. Looks like they only got 10 guys out there.
They do look one short, don't they? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, there's only 10 guys out there.
Yeah, that's not enough.
And there's a timeout on the field.
Need more guys. Yeah, that's probably Bradford as well, as they were one short, as we mentioned. So we'll take a Taxon timeout presented by Taxon Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 in Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. A Taxon timeout as Brookville is starting to run away with this one, 56-14. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back from the Taxon timeout with 5:38 to play here in the third quarter. 56-14 Brookville leads. Mercy Rule is triggered here as the Bradford second team comes out. Andrew Giordano in at quarterback.
Yeah, it also looked like Brookville called that timeout and switched out some of their players as well.
There's going to be a run, and a nice run at that, as a couple of blocks will spring open. A first down.
Yeah, Nick DeGolier with a big run, just the off tackle to the left-hand side. So as the Owls are working right to left here towards the near sideline to give you a mental picture, and able to pick up a first down for the Owls. So a nice play by Nick Giordano.
Let's see if we can get through a few scores here on District 9. First and 10 from the 42 in the meantime. Feel free to interrupt me if we feel like we're going to miss something here. Actually, I'll wait until after this first down. Giordano out of the shotgun is going to look to his right for a screen. It's not quite there and incomplete, intended for Logan Kohler.
Yeah, he was looking to get that ball to Logan Kohler, and Brookville defenseman was able to just jump in at the last minute and knock that away.
Brockway is up 21-13 over Keystone at the half. Central Clarion is 56-0 over Monita in the third quarter. Bald Eagle area 7-0 over Clearfield at the half. Countersport Otto Eldred 28-0 Countersport leads. St. Mary's Dubois 14-7 St. Mary's leads. Bucktail ECC 22-0 Bucktail leads. Punxsutawney Carn City 28-14 Punxsy leads. Here's one aired out for Eric Himes and incomplete.
Yeah, that ball was headed for Caden Kiesier, but Kiesier, just barely overthrew him there. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Owls.
Again, 28-14 Punxsy over Carn City, and Ridgeway over Smithport 25-7 in the third quarter.
Another big night in D9. A lot of games going on.
Yeah, here in the last, 4 weeks of the season, everything's a little amplified. Third and 10, still set up at the 42, is Giordano with double twins. Think drew a man off sides there. Did Giordano with the hard count.
Yeah, it's going to be off sides on Brookville, so give the Owls five more yards. That's going to still be third down, but it's going to be third and 5.
Yeah, opens up the playbook a little bit. From the 47-yard line.
Third and 5 from the 47.
Giordano. Starts back to work. Hand it off. And, wow, broken tackle in the backfield. Fighting for that first down yardage is going to come up about 2 yards short.
Yeah, just pure will there by Nick. Excuse me. Nick DeGolier,
right.
He was able to break that tackle as they had him wrapped up in the backfield and bring up a gain of, looks like about 3, so that's going to bring up a 4th and 2 for the Owls.
Yeah, shades of Jordy Thompson there, just shedding that tackle in the backfield and refusing to accept a loss of yards.
So the ball's going to be placed right directly in the middle of the field, so 4th and 3 for the Owls from 50.
Yeah, just behind the eye of the Owl painted at midfield. Here's the snap to Giordano. He's going to keep it. Gets behind his lead blocker.
Got it.
And he's right there at the 48-yard line that he needed to get to in Brookville territory.
Yeah, it looks like he just barely made it across by about a football length. But needless to say, it's a first down. So keep moving the flags. The second first down so far in this drive for our young Owls.
Yeah, it was a nice job by Giordano. Takes the snap and just lined up right behind DeGoyer. And let him take that lead block, got in right behind him, and just enough to move the chains. 1st and 10 from the 47 in Brookville territory. Giordano looks to his left. Going to be completed to Kiesier, who's across for a first down and approaching the 30, dragged down inside the 30.
Yeah, so a nice play there, kind of a modified screen pass from Giordano out to Kiesier, who was able to break a tackle, find some room, and get another Owls first down. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Owls from their own 28. So it's like about an 18-yard gain there for Bradford.
So we'll have the second team moving downfield here. 1.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Giordano looking, rolling out to his left. Now he's got to flip his hips. No, he'll keep it. And he's going to run head-on into the defender after a gain of about 4.
Yeah, Giordano showing off a little bit of quickness there and able to bust out. And instead of just stepping out of bounds, runs into the defender and gets another yard and a half out of that. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Owls. From the 22-yard line, 24-yard line.
good decision too by Giordano as a, you know, on the run with a defender behind you. He'd have to turn and flip the hips to make any sort of completion. Here's a toss to Kohler, who's got some room inside the 10, 5, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 2, Logan Kohler.
Yeah, it looks like he made a dive for the end zone, was able to just be out of bounds there. So big run by Kohler is going to be first and goal for the Owls from the 2-yard line.
Boy, he is fast. Just got another gear, does Logan Kohler.
Yeah, 22 yards on that play.
Small kid listed 5'6", 130, but he's got just a booster pack.
Yeah, I'm fortunate. I get to watch the JV team on Monday nights, and we really got something special coming up with this group of kids.
Absolute jet fuel from Logan Kohler. Here's the snap to Giordano. He's going to look to the end zone. Oh, had a man open, but it's off his hands.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to Kiesier there, wide open in the end zone. Unfortunately, just ricocheted off his hands, but fell harmlessly out, so it's going to bring up a second and goal from the 2 for the Owls.
And that is how we will end the third quarter with that running clock rule. Gets us there a little bit quicker, which at this point is maybe not so bad. 56-14, Brookville leads, but the only the Brookville Raiders with that large lead have ticked us into the mercy rule and put the younger kids out there for Bradford, who are now marching down the field pretty well and looking at a second and 2.
Yeah, Brookville showing a little class, calling that timeout to bring in their second team, unlike a certain Southern team.
Yes, that's
we've
true.
We've seen a few weeks back.
That's true.
I'm still upset about that. I just won't get over that.
Well, it won't be that way forever. Eventually, somebody will remember that in a couple years. Second and goal from the 2 as we start the fourth quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WQAM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter as we just get things kicked off with a second and goal, and it's Nick DeGoyer in the end zone from 2 yards out on a handoff from Andrew Giordano, and the Owls get on the board. And we start the fourth quarter with a touchdown, so Carol Van Dusen, our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, wins a free lunch special from Toji Substation. And that takes the pressure off for the rest of the quarter there. Carol, you already know what you're getting.
The Owls going for a two-point conversion here.
Yeah, with Giordano out of the shotgun and double twin. Oh, going to send a man in motion.
Flip to Kohler. Kohler to the far sideline end zone, and he's in. But I see some laundry on the field there. So.
Yeah, Kohler on the end around. They sent him in motion. He's going to be holding on the Owls.
So he's going to bring that back, and we'll give it another shot here. So probably a 10-yard penalty, I imagine. And they're sending Lucky back out there, so looks like they're still going to go for it.
Yeah, why not? Get an extra rep.
Yeah, nothing to lose here.
What do you need, another PAT? Yeah. Extra reps for the young guys here is Giordano, DeGoyer in the backfield, double twins. Kohler out wide on the right. Now they're going to run an opposite side. This one with Kiesier. Same play, but with Kiesier trying to get inside the 5 and is pushed out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. So just barely held out after the 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, Kiesier showing some speed and strength there as he was able to break 2 tackles before being forced out of bounds. So unfortunately, it goes as no good on the 2-point conversion. So that brings our score 56-20 in favor of the Brookville Raiders with 11:52 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yep, 11:52 with the running clock, 56:20. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back here as the Owls start the fourth quarter with a two-yard run by Nick DeGoyer. Tried the point after, a two-point conversion, rather. First one gets in, but is called back on a hold. Second one comes up just short, so 56-20. And here's an onsides attempt.
Yeah, kicked right into the arms of the waiting Brookville receiver, which was Trenton Colgan for Brookville. So that's going to give Brookville a first down with about the 49-yard line. So midfield here, working right to left with 11:51 to go here in the fourth quarter.
We'll have to see if we can learn some new names here. Looks like their backup quarterback will be Trenton Colgan. He is a sophomore.
Braylon Austin, I see him out there. He's a freshman for the Owls.
Well, so this will be our first look at a post-Krug Brookville Raiders team, which Krug has been the captain of, leading the Raiders for the last three seasons at least. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. A couple nice blocks, and he's dragged down, I think, just shy of the first down.
Yeah, he just drove the ball right up the middle, got a decent block, opened up a little hole for him, but was brought down after a gain of about eight by Nick DeGoyer. So Nick's still out there as he is just a sophomore for the Owls, and that's his fourth tackle of the night.
That's freshman John Fritch on the run for Brookville.
Yeah, I see sophomore Braden Thompson out there. Who else we got out there? Jace Geist is out there. Lots of new names. Caden Luco. Trying to get a good look. Josh Everett's out there. He's been very impressive.
Here is Colgan on second and two.
Oof.
Wrapped up.
Braylon Austin blowing through there from his defensive end position and just buried the quarterback in the backfield. He had no chance to even make a move before Braylon was on top of him. So Braylon showing strength and speed out there.
Braylon Little, possible with 10 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the game, probable collision of the game there from Braylon Little. I mean, that was a hit.
That was a real hard hit there. So. And it looked like it was enough of a hit. Oh, no. I got the numbers. The numbers were pretty close there, but that still looks like number four out there for Brookville in the quarterback spot.
So it looks like Braylon Little with the late entry for the Love Toyota collision of the game. Still got a few minutes to go, but that looks like the one. Here's another handoff. And this one's going to be looks like enough for a first down after the loss of yardage on the Little tackle in the backfield.
Yeah, and it looked like Braylon Little was in there to help clean up, and it looked like also Tyler Hahn in there on the tackle as well.
So first down gets him to the 39, where it'll be first and 10 for Colgan and the Raiders. 9:15 to go. Boy, still checking here as we get to the five-second mark on the play clock. There's the snap. Colgan hands it off, and wrapped up, brought down is Fritch for maybe a gain of a yard.
Yeah, that was freshman Bryce Thomas in there on the tackle for the Owls. So nice tackle there for a very little gain, maybe a yard, yard and a half. It's going to bring up second and nine for Brookville from the Owls, 38. So 8 minutes to go here, Jimmy. And as you mentioned before, we got the mercy rule in effect. So the clock's running as Brookville all checks their wrist coaches here to see what the next play is going to be.
Yeah, it gets down to about five again.
Oh, they're for sure going to run it down as far as they can. Ooh,
Don't need to with the mercy rule. Direct snap is going to be right near that first down. I think it's going to be enough for a first down. So a little fancy play there pays off as John Fritsch, rather, gets the first down.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before, Josh Everts was able to get in there and wrap him up and bring him down pretty hard to stop that. So, although it's going to bring up another Brookville first down. So now it's Brookville first and 10 from the Owls 28 as the clock keeps ticking. We're down 7:47 now. Brookville getting their play in. Is they're also giving their younger guys a little bit of time under the Friday night light?
That's right, which is going to be a big deal for this team who's been led by a couple of studs specifically who won't be here at the end of the year. Here's another run by Fritsch, who has got some nice work here late.
And again, Josh Everts coming in and laying down a pretty solid hit there. But again, they were able to gain, looks like, 5-6 yards there. So two plays, two tackles for Josh Everett.
Yeah, call it second and four from the 23 as we approach the 7-minute mark.
Yeah, that Everett kid, real nice kid. I get a chance to see him every once in a while as I cut his hair in the barbershop, and you can barely get him to say boo. But he just turns it on. He's one of those kids, as soon as they step on the field, they kick it into a different mindset, and he just plays
light
mean.
Switch.
Yeah, so real happy to see Josh having some success out there for the Owls.
Colgan, and he's going to do it on a keeper. Faked the handoff and kept it for himself. He's going to push ahead for a first down. Nice little run there.
Yeah, first down for Brookville, and he was brought down by number 18, Braylon Austin, for the Owls. So, again, another first down for Brookville. Looks like at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, right around there. First and 10 from the 15. And Colgan is moving around some personnel. Approaching the 6-minute mark now. Still not quite set. 5 seconds left on the play clock. This one's going to be closer than the last couple. 1 second. Just gets off the snap. Going to be a handoff to Fritsch. He's going to try to spin off a tackle, and dives forward for a couple extra yards with that spin.
Yeah, just unable to get away from the grasp and trying to catch the number there. Looks like that's number 60, Braden Thompson. He was able to get his arms around him and just unable to break through there. So nice tackle, though.
Second and 7, so a gain of 3 on what could have been a no gain there, but a nice run.
We got some decisions to make when it comes to our Model T player of the game as well tonight, Jimmy.
That's correct. I got somebody in mind. We'll have to see if the stats line up with my initial thoughts.
All right.
Second and 7, and another run by Fritsch again.
Ooh, that ball might be on the ground.
He gets down. Inside the 5, it looks like. So it's going to be first and goal.
Yeah, Matt DeCasper, another young guy out there who's made his presence felt on the JV team playing real well. He was able to come up with a touchdown-saving tackle for the Owls.
So fourth. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you're going to be 4th and 4. First and goal from the 4. Excuse me. Brookville taking their time here, yeah.
With 4.5 minutes to go. And here is the snap. It's high, but it's handled by Colgan and handed off to Fritsch. And it looks like they're
going to call him just short, I believe.
Inches away, yeah, right on the goal line.
And I'm not 100%, but it looked like freshman Jeremy Pierce was able to wrap him up and bring him down.
So Brookville will have to line up again here. Second and goal from just inches out as we're just ticked inside of 4 minutes to go for the rest of the game. Really pushing it now. Really pushing it on this one.
Yeah.
They don't even have the linemen down yet. We're at 5 seconds to go.
Two.
Yeah, they do get it off. It's another run. Fritsch, this time he walks in the end zone. And John Fritsch, backup running back, or, well, I suppose the what you would call the third running back.
Yeah, the young Raiders out there were able to just some nice blocking on the line, opened up a hole for him, and he was able to step through into the end zone. So that's going to get us to 62-20 in favor of the visiting Raiders.
And there's still an extra point to go as well.
Looks like they're going to go for two here.
Yeah, same thing we did. Get that extra rep in. That's the whole point of getting the young guys on the field. Here's Fritsch again. And it looks like we're getting a window into what the next few years of Brookville's offense is going to look like. It's going to be handed off to that young man.
Yeah, he was able to get in there, but not unpunished. As Josh Everts laid a hit on him. I'm not sure if you've seen that, but that was an impressive little pop there for him. So he definitely earned that extra point conversion.
Yeah, it's going to make it 64-20 with 3:34 of that running clock to go. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. 3:34 left in the game as Brookville scores with the two-point conversion to make it 64-20. And the Owls now down 44, turning into a proper blowout. Though with the second teams on the field, it's been both offenses have been...
Yeah, they've been able to move the ball.
Yeah.
Looks like we got Kohler deep for the Owls. See if they'll kick to him.
It looks like they're going to. He's going to have to catch it on the bounce. Oh, it's going to be touched. And
yeah, A.J. Gleason.
Yeah, Gleason, it'll roll out of bounds, so that'll be a procedural.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Gleason touched that or not because he did throw the flag down. So. Yeah, I believe that's what they're going to call. They're going to bring the Owls out for a first and 10 from their own 35, so. We'll get another look at what we got coming up.
That's right. Yeah, 3.5 minutes left in the game with that running clock. Be another look at Giordano, DeGoyer, Kohler, Kinsier.
Yeah, number four out there. I don't even have a number four on my stat sheet, so we'll have to get an updated one of those.
I got Braden Wells. I got a Braden Wells.
Does that sound right?
Here is Giordano trying to get him again on the hard count. Almost did. Brookville showing blitz. Oof. And boy, did they get blown up in the backfield there as DeGoyer somehow doesn't go down, but it only hurts him as he's dropped back another 10 yards.
Yeah, after first contact deep in the backfield. So a huge loss for the Owls there.
Yeah, as Giordano just wouldn't admit defeat there on the blitz that got to him immediately after the handoff. And instead he shakes off that tackle and ends up going back all the way to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, so a 20-yard loss for the Owls there.
Yikes. Second and 25 from the 20. Empty backfield for Giordano. No, he does have DeGoyer back there. Going to drop back and looks for Kohler. Kohler catches it and spins out. He's going to get to the sideline. 50. Stutter step. Cuts back inside. What a move by Kohler, who's wrapped up from behind at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, so again, like I've been able to watch this all year, lucky there, nice pass out to Kohler, who was able to use his speed and agility and bring the ball across midfield for the Owls all the way down to the Brookville 38. So, and that with after losing that big loss there on the last play, they were getting back and more. So first and 10 for the Owls.
Logan Kohler, absolutely explosive. That play was just a short throw, but as soon as Kohler caught it, he had the defender behind him. He ran forward while spinning out and was able to just burn his defender with a quick spin and then cut back inside after he hit the sideline. There's a big hit there on Nick DeGoyer. But like
the ball might have popped out there.
I don't think he had possession of it, but looks like they're playing as if he did. And he had just caught the ball. I don't think he...
No call yet.
I would assume that's an incomplete pass.
The ref's going to step out. Incomplete, yep.
Yeah.
So that's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Owls from the 38.
Minute 33 to play.
Giordano gets a play from the sideline, steps out to let his guys know.
As we're looking at a second and 10 from the 38, Giordano with DeGoyer with him in the backfield and double twins. Kohler's out wide to the right. High snap. Giordano's got to track it down, and he does, but he's going to get wrapped up and brought down for another 15-yard loss.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was able to handle the high snap, but then he was just brought down all the way on the other side of midfield. So a big loss there for the Owls. They're all the way back to the 49-yard line.
Yeah, third and 22. Only need to get one more play to bring this game to an end. So
yeah, 34. Just throw a quick counting.
Throw a screen to Kohler. Let's see if we can run it in again. If not, we'll bring it to a close.
I hear a whistle out there.
Just what we need. A false start here to bring it back to a second and 27, or a third and 27, rather. You wanted Clarion?
Yeah, I was curious what the Clarion Monotau score was.
How about 63-0? Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Jimmy.
63-0. Countersport, Otto Eldred, 28-21 with Cowdy up. St. Mary's, Dubois going to overtime, tied 14-14. Ridgeway, Smethport, 19-7 in favor of Ridgeway.
Yeah, the Owls just going to let the clock run out to end the game here. The visiting Brookville Raiders, come in and take advantage of the Owls with a final score of 64-20. So not the way I expected this game to go, Jimmy. I figured there was going to be a shootout with Brookville coming in, giving up over 40 points a game, but just didn't happen that way. Just didn't fall that way for our Owls tonight. So.
A couple other scores before we get out of here. I've got, I think I mentioned Ridgeway Smethport. Punxsutawney Carn City is 28-14 in favor of Punxsy. Bucktail ECC 30-7 in favor of Bucktail in the third quarter. Bald Eagle Area and Clearfield are tied 7 apop. And looks like we've just about got that covered. Brockway Keystone 35-21 in the fourth quarter in favor of Brockway. So that is the end of the Brookville at Bradford Owls game. The Owls will fall to 3-4 on the season, while Brookville improves to 5-2. 64-20 is your final score after Brookville really poured it on there in the third quarter. We thought maybe the Owls could claw their way back down by 3 touchdowns at the half, and Brookville put that game away quickly coming out of the locker room at halftime. And again, thank you to some of our game time presenting sponsors, Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford, and we'll also, Taxon Restaurant, the intersections of Route 219 and 59 in Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. We'll also still have to name our Collision of the Game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford, the Model T MVP of the game. But in order to determine the MVP, we will have to tally up the stats and do a quick pre or post game show. So we'll take a little bit of a break, 2-minute break or so. When we come back, quick scoring recap to get us out of here. Stats, and name our MVP and collision of the game. And we'll look ahead to week 7-8 for the Owls. Week 8 for the Owls. 3 games left on the year. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model TN, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minor, In Tandem, Thacker Development, Dexter's Service and Collision, Zimmerman Real Estate, Gleason Construction, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at Gleason-Construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WDCM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls postgame show on WESB Sports. After the Owls fall to the Raiders 64-20 here at Parkway Field, it's going to drop the Owls to 3-4 on the season going into week 8. Last 3 weeks on the year. Next week will be at St. Mary's. The following week will be at Carn City. And then week 10, senior night at home hosting Kane. Now we'll do a quick scoring recap. Just a quick recap of how we got to that final score. Then we'll go through our stats. We'll get our collision of the game presented by Love Toyota Collision Center and our Model T MVP of the game. Get you out of here and ready for the weekend. So opening kickoff, Bradford chooses to defer until halftime, and they kick off to start the game. And immediately Jack Pete takes it 95 yards to the house on the opening kickoff. A point after is good to make it 7-0. They trade punts back and forth for a little bit after that, and this first quarter really dragged out. I think I counted 13 possessions earlier in the game in that first quarter. Anyways, they trade punts until eventually Charlie Krug for Brookville throws his first pick of the game, only the third on the season, first of two on the game, interception by A.J. Gleason. The Owls aren't able to capitalize. They have to punt it away, and then immediately afterwards, Brookville finds their first offensive touchdown. Krug to Belfior, Easton Belfior, from 23 yards out. Point after is good, 14-0. Owls have to punt on their next drive, and that punt is taken 70 yards crib by Jack Pete, his second TD of the game. Point after is good to make it 21-0, which is the score that we will end the first quarter with, but not until after another interception by Brookville. After the punt return for a touchdown, the Owls have to punt it away again on their next possession, and after Brookville takes over, Adam Ward intercepts Krug for his second INT of the game. He comes in with two on the night and doubles it here in Bradford. Then the Owls have a turnover on downs to start the second quarter. The Raiders are able to take advantage with a 9-yard run by Tony Sirianni, 28-0. The Owls then get their first touchdown of the game, Talon Reese on a 9-yard keeper to make it 28-7. Brookville immediately scores answers back a 16-yard touchdown throw from Krug to Belfior again, 35-7. On the next kickoff, immediately following that touchdown, Logan Kohler has a 93-yard kick return for a touchdown, 35-14. And after Brookville takes back over, they find the end zone again before the half. 13-yard throw from Krug to Jack Pete. That's Pete's third TD of the game, 42-14. And Bradford can't find the end zone in the final minute there and ends the first half with possession. Coming out of the locker room, the Owls were set to return. But on that opening return, it's Jake Franz, I believe, charged with a fumble. Brookville recovers, and they immediately score on a 7-yard touchdown throw from Krug to Sirianni to make it 49-14. And from there, it's a 35-point lead. Mercy Rule kicks on, and Brookville starts to run away. On their next possession, Bradford has to punt. Brookville takes a 65-yard run by Sirianni. Just an electric run by Sirianni, but that one was kind of the final, okay, I guess this isn't really fun anymore, to make it 56-14. Bradford then, with their second team in, scores another touchdown. It's a 2-yard run by Nick DeGoyer. 2-point was no good to make it 56-20. Brookville answers back one more time. John Fritsch with a 1-yard run to make it our final score of 64-20. And Bradford ends the game with possession. So, you know, went down early on the special teams plays. Was able to keep pace in the second half. Thought that that was a good sign moving forward and coming out of the locker room. And then everything kind of dissolved and unraveled very quickly in the third quarter.
Yeah, that opening kickoff in the third quarter that was said to be a fumble, which I'm not 100% on, that just kind of took the wind out of the sails of the Owls right there. They looked out. They looked like they were loose coming out for the second half. But with that, I mean, just a quick momentum turn right there. Of course, as we've seen, the Raiders were able to drive the ball right into the end zone and go up big and put the Mercy Rule into effect at that point. And the Owls just didn't quite seem to be able to recover from there on out.
Yeah, they had. Yeah, I'm sure that something, you know, in the locker room was probably something like, "Hey, we're down by three possessions. We've got possession here to start the third. All we got to do is come out high energy, punch them in the mouth here to start the third quarter, and we're right back in this game." And then, boom, you start it with the fumble, which, you know, even the refs didn't seem too awful sure. We up here in the booth were obviously don't have the best view of it, but it took them a moment to confirm that call, and then when they did, it was, you know, it was the sidelines energy was kind of wiped out. We started to see a few people in the stands file out of here as well. So yeah, a real bummer there to start the third quarter, and then like you said, once they punch it in almost immediately, it's like, well, now it's four possessions. It's a Mercy Rule. We gotta start thinking about getting a second team out here for some reps, which they did, and they played well with that second team as well. But yeah, it turns into a loss here.
Yeah, again, I was happy to see Brookville call a timeout once they realized the Owls were getting their younger guys in.
Yeah,
they called a timeout and put their younger guys, and they're not a very big team, as you've seen. They might only had 22 to 25 players over there, so I appreciated that on my end there. So we got a little glimpse of what we're going to see with our JV Owls coming up over the next couple of years, and the future is very bright with those guys. I mean, they're 4-1 on the season. They're playing really, really good football. There's a connection between Lucky Giordano and Logan Kohler. I mean, you hear, like, on Saturdays and Sundays, if you watch football, about the connection and the energy that, you know, a quarterback to receiver.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those two got it. They are so fun
to
watch on Monday
there.
Nights. It's incredible.
There is a difference there on, you know, even at the top level, these guys, everybody that plays in the NFL are superstars, the best in the world at their position.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, you know, if you have any old quarterback thrown to any old wide receiver, it's going to be two very talented people. But there are guys with a special. Like when Joe Burrow, obviously this year not so healthy, but Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase is like a special connection.
Yes.
Those guys together. do things at a different level. So, yeah, hopefully, and I think, you know, a little bit of a teaser, we're going to be seeing and hearing a lot from those two guys, Giordano and Kohler, here for years to come. And Kohler might get an extra special shout out here before the end of the broadcast. Speaking of which, you want to get us into the stats?
Yeah, I'll give you some stats here. Talon Reese tonight was 10 for 20 for 100 yards through the air, and he had that one rushing TD for 9 yards. Mm-hmm. AJ Gleason chipped in with just no catches tonight, but 20 yards on the ground, and Nick DeGoyer was able to punch a touchdown in for the Owls. Defensively for the Owls, Evan Whitmore, 4 tackles. AJ Gleason, 4 tackles with that interception. Adam Ward, 3 tackles, interception, and a sack. Jordan Thompson had a sack and a half, so I combined the one there with, because he combined with Braylon Little, who had the sack and a half, mm-hmm. who had 5 tackles on the night as well. And I want to point out Logan Kohler tonight, just a sophomore, mind you. He had 30 yards on the ground, just 1 carry, 66 yards on 2 catches, and then that big 93-yard kick return.
So, yeah. Awesome night from Kohler. Yeah. Awesome night. He's an absolutely electric player. We read it off earlier. I think he's listed 5'3", 130, something like that.
Yeah. He's not a very big kid, but lightning.
Just an electric factory out there. He's got a second and third gear on the field. For our Love Toyota Collision of the Game, which is sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. We've got Braylon Little. It's one of his 5 tackles that you mentioned. And it was right here at the end. Called it. Can't miss it. Called it out and kind of knew as soon as we saw it that that was going to be the one. It's fun that we got to see the second guys come in. Not only that, but we get to give him the extra shout out here with the collision because he popped that guy in the backfield.
And Braylon and his first career varsity start is he's just a freshman here at Bradford High.
Yeah, that's right. He ended up playing pretty much the whole game. One of the few Owls that played from start to finish, as he was called in with, you know, Owls dealing with some injuries here. Picked up a few extra tonight, by the way, with Matt Perry starting the second half in street clothes. But yeah, Little actually hit Fritch, who had the last touchdown there for Brookville, just a freshman in their second team once they got the young guys on the field, but had him in the backfield and is just absolutely trucked into Fritch, did Braylon Little. So he gets the collision of the game, the Love Toyota collision of the game. And our Model T MVP of the game is going to be Logan Kohler. As you mentioned before, he was flying all over the field. Absolutely electric game. 93-yard kick return for a touchdown. Now, he hasn't been the main kick returner all season. We've seen him here and there. Maybe when the Owls need a spark or a different look, so somebody needs a rest, I'm not sure. But he comes in tonight before this one got out of hand and took that one 93 yards to the house, and it was an electric run. I mean, right up the middle to start. As soon as he hits the 40, he has to cross in, start to hit the sideline. Then he runs that sideline to about the 30. He's got one guy to beat, so he stutter steps and travels back inside and takes it to the end zone that way. Fantastic vision from Kohler.
Yeah, and that really lit up the crowd there. I thought it was going to light a fire under him there for a few minutes, but definitely did his part to make it a game.
Yeah, and then his 66 yards on just 2 catches, 30 yards on did you say 1 carry?
1 carry, 30 yards, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's your yards per on that one, 30 yards on 1 carry and 66 yards on 2 catches is absolutely wild. He gets almost 90 yards on, or almost 100 yards on offense with the 96 yards on just those 3 touches, plus another 93 on the return. So congratulations, Logan Kohler. Good to give it to the good to the young guys. Braylon Little gets the collision, and Logan Kohler gets the Model T MVP of the game presented by the Model T and on Derek Road in Bradford. So that's going to do it for us. Again, the Owls fall 3-4 on the season. Final score 64-20. Next week, join us broadcasting live from St. Mary's, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. For my color commentator tonight, Mark Irvin, and my sound engineer and producer, Quincy Scott, back at the station, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.